You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
After a good start to the homestand, the Bay Sox look to keep it rolling tonight as Bowie hosts Altoona for the second of a six-game series between the Bay Sox and the Curve here from Prince George's Stadium. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Andre Magaro here, counting you down to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Curve, the second of six between these two foes this week. And just inside of 20 minutes until first pitch, and the Bay Sox looking for a rare feat, trying to compile some victories here and crawl out of that hole in the bottom of the Southwest Division standings. Bowie enters tonight 10-22 on the season after their 4-3 walk-off win, the first walk-off of the season last night at Prince George's Stadium against the Curve, taking that by a 4-3 final. It was a wild back-and-forth affair for Bowie. It began as a pitcher's duel where the first three innings just flew by between Jared Jones and Justin Armbruster, with each arm throwing just north of 30 pitches over the first three frames. Game began to slow down a little bit into the later stages, and it started with some sustained success for the Bay Sox second time through the order against Jones, who ultimately, in his continued comeback from injury, was only able to go four innings. But Heston Kerstad delivered an RBI double for his team leading 17th RBI of the season, also extended that on-base streak to 19 games now, longest such streak in the Eastern League this season, as he got Bowie out to a 1-0 lead. Altoona turned the tides in the sixth inning, a three-run opposite field home run from Henry Davis. A little bit of a two-out rally against Armbruster, where two batters reached, one of them via an error, and then Davis blasts the three-run shot to the opposite field, and that gave Altoona a 3-1 lead. But credit to the Bay Sox, because it had been a consistent theme throughout the season when Bowie had been falling behind to not seize their opportunity to march back into games. And they did so right in the bottom of the sixth inning to get the game level. Mark Colesvary launched his first home run for the Bay Sox and was able to tie the game up at 3. Score would hold with some good bullpen work from Bowie and Tyler Birch, who has really turned around the notion of his season in his last few outings. Looked really good through an inning and 2/3. Wandis and Charles would pick it up for him the rest of the way there with an inning and 1/3 scoreless before the Bay Sox would walk it off in the 9th inning. A Cesar Prieto leadoff double eventually plated on the wild pitch with John Rhodes at the plate, and that allowed Bowie to take it 4-3. So now the question for the Bay Sox becomes, can they string together multiple victories in a row? And they have an opportunity tonight on what should be a good night for some baseball here at Prince George's Stadium. Taking a look at how that all shakes things up in the Eastern League Southwest Division, it's a tight one again, 1-5. Bowie is trying to make up some ground. As it currently stands right now, the Erie Seawolves winners again today. Erie's now 19-16 on the season after their early afternoon victory over Harrisburg. That gives them a full one-game lead entering play tonight in the Southwest Division. Akron and Richmond just a game behind them at 17-16. Harrisburg 2.5 back at 16-18. So are the Curve at 15-17. And then Bowie rounds it out at 10-22. They're 7.5 back. So a lot of ground for the Bay Sox to make up, especially when you consider Erie winners of 8 of their last 10 and 2 on the bounce. But again, you got to start somewhere, and they'll be hoping to do so tonight. It's beautiful conditions inside of Prince George's Stadium. The temperatures have dipped a little bit compared to last week in Harrisburg, but still very cool, very seasonal for this time of year, as it currently sits about 70 degrees right now in Bowie. No real chance of precipitation throughout tonight, mostly clear skies as it stands. There's been a slight breeze at times. It's currently died down, and the flag is stationary out in center field. But when the winds kick up, they're only about 5 miles an hour, so not too much of an impact expected to be had on this one. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups now as Bowie looks for its second straight win. First, for the visiting Altoona Curve, here's how they'll line up tonight as Cade Povich gets the ball for the Bay Sox. Leover Peguero leads things off. He'll bat and hits first and play second base. Lolo Sanchez comes into the lineup after not playing a night ago. The DH will hit second. You'll notice a lot of righties for the Curve tonight. The first eight of their nine hitters, all batting from the right side. Henry Davis, who had the home run last night, hits third again. He has been scorching hot in the month of May. Matt Gorski plays center field and bats cleanup. Jacob Gonzalez, after DHing last night, plays first base. He'll hit fifth. Drew Maggi at third base once again, moving up one spot to sixth. Fabricio Macias gets his first action of the series out in left field. He'll bat seventh. Andres Alvarez, the shortstop, once again moves down to eight. Matt Frazier moves down from the two hole. He's the lone lefty in the lineup, and he will bat ninth. Here against Cade Povich, he's looking to put together consecutive, very solid starts. When he's been on this season, he's been about as good as anybody in the Eastern League. 3-2 record, a 3.38 ERA. He has had three outings of five shutout frames so far this season. One of those came last week against Harrisburg, where he collected his second Eastern League Player of the Week award, or Pitcher of the Week award, rather, after his 10 Ks on City Island against the Senators. He's been particularly good here at home with a sub-2 ERA, but again, he's looking to compile those consecutive dominant starts as he looks to continue his efficiency, the Southpaw, here tonight. Here's the Bay Sox batting lineup as they get set to face Sean Sullivan. Cesar Prieto will lead off, bat from the left side, and play shortstop tonight, sliding over from second. Kobe Mayo plays third base and hits second in the lineup. Heston Kerstad will play first base, moving in from the outfield from last night. He'll hit third. John Rhodes goes into right field after DHing a night ago. He will bat cleanup. Marcos Vary catches back-to-back games. He'll hit from the right side and bat fifth. Not a lot of change towards the top of that Bay Sox lineup, beginning to stick with a lot of continuity. And that continues down in the six hole with Zach Watson out in center field. T.T. Bowens in his second taste of double-A action. He'll hit seventh and DH. And then two changes towards the bottom. Billy Cook comes in and plays left field. He'll hit eighth. Nolberth Romero batting ninth closes things out at second base. It's a deeper Bay Sox lineup when you start talking about Billy Cook, who is moved down now towards the 8 hole after hitting 6th, high as 5th and 4th just in the last couple of weeks for the Bay Sox. So those reinforcements of Closvery and Bowen certainly helping shape out the depth of this Bowie lineup. Sean Sullivan's going to get the ball for the curve. The right-hander, no decisions to his name yet. He hasn't gone particularly deep into games so far this season, but he's been very effective through his handful of starts so far. 2.08 ERA. Started the season particularly well with a long shutout streak of 14 and a third, and that included four very effective frames against Bowie, 4 1/3 to be exact, but has still been effective in his recent outings, just not so where he's totally neutralizing his opponents off the scoreboard. He did log a quality start his last time out last week against Akron, where he went 6 frames and allowed 2 earned runs. So Sullivan, when he's been stretched out and pitched deeper into games, has been effective, and we'll see how deep he goes tonight against this Bay Sox team. Well, the stage has been set, and we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll take a look around the action earlier today in the Eastern League, preview tonight's slate, as well as the rest of the Orioles system. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging is technology made easy.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here from Prince George's Stadium with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for first pitch between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve. Getting set as we clock in on first pitch, just about 10 minutes away from our projected 6:35 start time. But for now, let's take a look at the rest of the Eastern League and the action that's already transpired today and the action still set to take place tonight in a very crowded day of baseball once again here at the AA level. So kicking things off, there were two early start times earlier on in the day in Somerset and Harrisburg. And it started with the Reading Fightins getting one over on the Patriots, a 9-1 victory on the road for Reading, moving them to 13-21 on the season. Somerset falling to 21-13. 3 runs in the second frame for the Fightins was enough. They didn't quite look back at a 9-1 victory over Somerset today. And as mentioned earlier on in the first segment, Erie winners again. They continue to keep it rolling, do the Seawolves. Now a full game lead in the Southwest Division entering play tonight. 4-2 over the Senators. They've taken the first two in Harrisburg after taking 5 of 6 from Richmond last week. There is a couple of 6:35 start times that are set to get set around the league. New Hampshire and Binghamton playing today. The Fisher Cats 17-16. The Rumble Ponies 15-18. They're getting set to get underway, as are they in Richmond, as the Flying Squirrels look to get back on track. Just a game over 500 now at 17-16 after pacing the division most of the way in the early opening weeks. Akron at 17-16 too. The Rubber Ducks, who won on the road in Richmond yesterday, looking to get a second game in that series as they're set to get underway. Hartford and Portland, the only other action tonight, they're the late start out in Connecticut as the Yard Goats host the Sea Dogs at 23-11 on the season, a 7-10 slated first pitch out there. Taking a look around the rest of the Orioles system in conjunction with the play in the Eastern League, the Orioles will be hosting the Angels for the finale of that set. Kyle Bradish getting the ball for the 6:35 p.m. start time at Camden Yards. Baltimore 27-15 on the season. They have had a stellar start, been an exciting team to watch, and Bradish will be hoping to continue their good trend of starting pitching in the last handful of games or so. Norfolk had an exciting one last night. The Tide scored four in the bottom of the ninth to walk off winners against Syracuse Mets. It was a walk-off home run from Daz Cameron, a three-run shot in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to win it for the Tides. They now move to 29-10 on the season. They're set to continue that series tonight with a 6:35 start time. Connor Norby, Jordan Westberg, and the usual suspects all in the lineup tonight. Shane Fontana as well as Gilbert Lara rounding things out in the nine hole in that one. A little bit of a later start time towards the bottom stages of the Orioles system as Aberdeen Ironbirds at High A are 13-19 on the season. They continue their series down in Winston-Salem. Set for a 7 p.m. first pitch, and then Delmarva Shorebirds in Single A as well look to improve their 17-14 record on the campaign with a 7:05 p.m. slated first pitch on the road here this week. Here in Bowie, we're getting set to get started between the Bay Sox and the Curve as Bowie looks for two straight wins. We'll step aside and set the scene for you one more time when we get back here to Prince George's Stadium. Don't go anywhere. This is the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, part of Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capitol Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as the Bay Sox are set to play the second of six against the Altoona Curve this week. Getting set for a 6:35 start time, just closing in on first pitch as the Bay Sox will hope for two in a row for the first time since opening two games of the season. It hasn't been kind to Bowie overall when they've been coming back from a win so far this season. The Bay Sox are just 1-8 bouncing off of their first nine wins this season. Again, they haven't won two in a row since the opening two games, and they've only averaged 2.9 runs per game in that span. So they'll be hoping the offense gets going tonight against Sean Sullivan as they look to get it going. We'll give you the Altoona lineup before we get started here as the manager's meeting at home plate. Leo Figueroa leads off and plays second base. Lolo Sanchez DHs and bats second. Henry Davis, fresh off his home run last night, hits third and does the catching. Matt Gorski plays center field and bats cleanup. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman, hits fifth. Drew Maggi, the third baseman, moves up to sixth. Fabricio Macias plays in left field and hits seventh. Andres Alvarez, the shortstop, eighth. And Matt Frazier, the lone lefty in the lineup against southpaw Cade Povich tonight, batting ninth. Again, Povich on the hill for the Bay Sox, 3-2 with a 3.38 ERA. Looking to bounce strong off of those five shutout frames in Harrisburg with his 10 strikeouts and his Eastern League Pitcher of the Week last week. Bay Sox lineup looks like this. Cesar Prieto leads things off and plays shortstop. Kobe Mayo bats second and plays third base. Esten Kerstad over at first hits third. John Rhodes in right field plays or bats cleanup. Mark Colesberry will do the catching and hit fifth. Zach Watson sixth. T.T. Bowens DHs and bats seventh. Billy Cook out in left field hits eighth. Nolberth Romero ninth playing second base, rounding things out against Sean Sullivan. Sullivan on the season, no decisions to his name, a 2.08 ERA. Has been solid and is beginning to go deeper into games. 4 1/3 of solid baseball against the Bay Sox last time out. And Cade Povich, meanwhile, on the other end for Bowie, will be looking to bounce back from what was a 32-pitch first inning for him out in Altoona. That really derailed his start that ultimately, if you take that first inning out of the equation, and granted, it's hard to take a 32-pitch first inning out of the equation, but if you take it out, pitched pretty well in Altoona last time out against the curve. He struck out 7, as he's done in 5 of his 6 starts this season, was able to go 4 frames despite the high pitch count, and Povich has only been stretched further since then. So we'll see how he fares tonight against a very right-handed hitting heavy lineup for Altoona that, again, doesn't strike out an awful lot either. Curve are top 5 for fewest strikeouts in all of minor league baseball, and they have the fewest in AA. We saw how that affected Justin Armbruster last night in his 6 stellar frames. He only struck out 2, and Bowie as a team really has not racked up the strikeouts too often against Altoona throughout the early portion of this season. But Povich was able to get some swings and misses last time out in Altoona after he settled into his start. So we'll see if he can keep that going here in this one. Curve are 15-17 on the season. They're just 2 games back despite sitting in 5th place in a crowded Southwest division, and Bowie on the season coming off win number 10. They're now 10-22 and looking to build out a winning streak and move out of last place. They are 7 back in the Southwest division as it currently stands right now. And a crowded Eastern League standings, it has Erie towards the top after their win today at 19-16. Akron and Richmond a game behind them. Harrisburg 2 back after falling earlier today as we get set for action tonight. Clear skies, 70 degrees, beautiful, beautiful day for some baseball. Slight breeze blowing left to right across the field as it currently stands, but the wind's hardly having any impact on that flag out there in center field, so not slated to have too much of an impact on this one as the Bay Sox get set to take the field here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie looks to make it 2 straight when we come back. Matt Sabatis will have the call for you. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game 2 of this 6-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Cade Povich warms in the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Leover Peguero, followed by Lolo Sanchez, the designated hitter batting second. Henry Davis catches and bats third. Matt Gorski in center field cleans up. Jacob Gonzalez is at first base batting fifth. Drew Maggi in third base bats sixth. Fabricio Macias in left field bats seventh. Andres Alvarez, the shortstop, eighth. Matt Frazier is in right field batting ninth. The curve, the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Nunley, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. Altoona is 15-17 in the year, a two-game losing streak, 3-7 over their last 10, 9-9 when playing on the road. And again, that lineup for Altoona features Leover Peguero, Lolo Sanchez, Henry Davis, Matt Gorski, Jacob Gonzalez, Drew Maggi, Fabricio Macias, Andres Alvarez, Matt Frazier, all to face off against Cade Povich on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. As Peguero digs in, a 248 average for the right-handed hitter, 713 OPS in 29 games, 10 doubles, no triples, 2 home runs, 11 runs batted in. Lefty on righty, as Altoona only brings one left-hander into the lineup today, the number 9 batter. Povich comes set, turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball called for strike on the upper outside corner of the zone, and we're underway at 6:36 p.m. on a 67-degree sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a breaking ball just misses under the knees. Run the count to a ball and a strike here on Peguero, who's leading off for the second consecutive day. Yesterday for Altoona, he had a stellar performance, 3 doubles in a 3-for-4 day, scored 1 run, 1-1 pitch, misses down and inside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He got to third base twice, aside from his run scored. He also lined out to center field. It was a fast start in yesterday's contest. Both starting pitchers wasted no time, and we might see something similar today, as the 2-1 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Povich is looking for a bounce back against Altoona. We'll discuss why in just a little bit. As the 3-1 misses up and away for ball 4, a leadoff walk. The last time Povich saw Altoona, and we'll just preview it briefly, talk more in a bit, saw him only fire 4 innings, thanks in part to 32 pitches. Gave up 3 runs in that first frame. I think part of it comes down to the very peculiar swing decisions from Altoona this season. As Lolo Sanchez steps in, first pitch, and the right-hander watches a called strike, off speed, down and away. It's nothing and one. 185 average for Sanchez, a 644 OPS in 24 games. 2 doubles, no triples, 3 homers. As the 0-1 pitch is sprayed foul into the netting right side, and the count goes quickly to nothing and two. Last second lead off of first for Leover Peguero. And the 0-2 pitch is a curveball. Bounced to the left side and under the glove of Kobe Mayo in the left field, a base hit. Slow jump by Mayo, and Sanchez is aboard with a single as Peguero moves to second base. Hopefully not as eerily slow a start in this contest for Povich as his last Altoona start was. But so far trending in the wrong direction compared to the way Justin Armbruster got things going for the Bay Sox yesterday. Armbruster did give up a double to Peguero to open the game, but then faced the minimum over his next 18 batters. Here's Henry Davis. First pitch is called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. .309 average for Davis and 11.24 OPS as the 0-1 pitch is a fastball. Misses too far down and inside. Count goes quickly to 1 ball and 1 strike. Nine homers for Davis. 3 of them have come against the Bay Sox. He's hit Bowie well this season. First and second, still not out in the top of the first. 1-1 curveball, too far inside. And it runs the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the 2-1 misses outside. Three balls and one strike early here for Povich. 12 pitches, only five of them finding the strike zone. And the next, cracked out to right field, shallow and down for a base hit. He's going to load the bases. Baguero goes to third, Sanchez into second. Walk, single, single. And there's something about Povich and the way he deals with Altoona. Just doesn't seem to work. I really get the feeling it's because of the nitpicky swing decisions by Altoona in terms of their opportunities to attack the off-speed, especially that low curveball. That's what's really giving Povich fits here in his first two appearances. They don't go chasing on that curveball under the zone, and it leads to extended plate appearances. Here's Matt Gorski, first pitch, and he watches off-speed miss down and in. That's the second consecutive first-pitch ball from Povich. Gorski hitting 204 this season, a 654 OPS in 26 games. He has a home run against the Bay Sox, a grand slam to be precise, as the 1-0 pitch is popped up right side, a little shallow. John Rhodes backing up on it. This will score the run as he makes the catch in front of the warning track. Peguero tags and comes home to score as the throw goes to second. Four batters in, Altoona takes a 1-0 advantage on the first out of the inning. Tell you about the Bowie defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Billy Cook, Zach Watson, John Rhodes. Kobe Mayo at third, Cesar Pareto at short, Nolberth Romero at second, Heston Kerstad at first, and Mark Colesvary is catching behind the plate. Cade Povich works on the mound. Jacob Gonzalez steps in. First pitch is a curveball called for strike at the knees. And it's nothing and one to start. So we'll see if Povich works around by bringing the curveball a little bit up to go for called strikes, as he already finds himself trailing 1-0 before the Bay Sox get a chance to bat. Two homers for Gonzalez this season and a 622 OPS, 18 games. Next pitch is swung on and missed outside. And the count goes to nothing and two. Ready, a 1-0 curve advantage as Povich sets. Left-hander deals the 0-2 pitch, and it's lifted in the air, shallow right field, running toward the line. Rhodes, a long sprint. He stops at the last moment, makes the catch on the foul line. Runner tags from third. The throw home is up the line. Run scores. Into second base goes Davis. It's a 2-0 Altoona lead on a sacrifice fly by Jacob Gonzalez. Back-to-back sack flies to right field. That's what happens when you load the bases early, and now Davis into scoring position. It's a 2-0 game with Drew Maggi stepping up. Here's the first pitch to Drew Maggi. Lifted foul out of play right side, and it's nothing and one to start. The Sox having a tough time. Both on the field and in the production booth. They've got J.D. Mundy, who has not been in the Orioles organization for quite some time, on the graphic system here. Still not the bottom of the ninth. It's the top of the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. It's nothing and two. 164 average for Maggi, a 407 OPS in 16 games. One double, no triples. No homers, four runs batted in. Runner at second, two away, nothing and two. As Povich deals, and it's bounced to third, past Mayo's glove, into the left field corner, a base hit. That's going to score Davis. Maggi replaces him at second. Second consecutive outing for Cade Povich that has seen him allow three runs in the first to Altoona. As Maggi picks up his second double of the season, his fifth RBI, 3-0. So we'll have to see how long it takes the folks in the production room to realize that, one, the Bay Sox aren't batting because they have the Bay Sox logo up to say that they're batting, and two, J.D. Mundy is not the batter. Nope, they fixed the Bay Sox batting. It now says Altoona, and it still says J.D. Mundy, and that's very much incorrect. It's Fabricio Macias bats. First pitch. Curveball. It's called a strike. Outside edge. It's nothing and one to start. 273 average for Macias. A 718 OPS in 11 games. As the next offering is ticked foul back to the screen, and it's nothing and two. O-2 pitch, misses high, a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes as Bowie trails 3-0 here in the top of the first. Leadoff walk to Leover Peguero, then back-to-back singles to load the bases. Consecutive sacrifice flies, and an RBI double by Drew Maggi. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed down for strike three. 3-1 first for Altoona as Povich will hope for a little bit of offensive support when we move to the bottom of the frame. Altoona 3, Bowie set to bat on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, the Bay Sox already in a big hole out of the jump. 3-0 they trail as we move to the bottom of the first. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. Sean Sullivan warms on the mound for Altoona. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Cesar Prieto leads off. Kobe Mayo is third baseman batting second. Heston Kerstad is at first. John Rhodes is in right field cleaning up. Mark Colesvary is the catcher batting fifth. Zach Watson is in center field batting sixth. T.T. Bowens, the DH, bats seventh. Billy Cook in left field eighth. And Olbert Romero is the second baseman, batting ninth. Bay Sox, the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Terman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 10-22 on the season. And again, their lineup features Prieto, Mayo, Kerstad, Rhodes, Colesvary, Watson, Bowens, Cook, Romero. All to face off against Sean Sullivan on the mound. It still says J.D. Mundy is batting all game. Still says it's the bottom of the ninth. It is the bottom of the first. And the first pitch to Cesar Prieto is popped up third base side. Ranging on it, Drew Maggi, and only about 3 feet away from his actual base, he makes the catch. Quickly, one gone. Still about the rest of the Altoona defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Fabricio Macias, Matt Gorski, and Matt Frazier. Drew Maggi at third, Andres Alvarez at short, Leover Peguero at second, Jacob Gonzalez at first. Henry Davis catches behind the plate for Sean Sullivan on the mound. First pitch into Kobe Mayo. This is down, and it's 1-0 to start. As Mayo crushes the ball deep into the air to left, but not deep enough. Fabricio Macias jogs down. Now runs down a long way. He's going to make the catch on the run. Mayo got very high underneath that one. Did he drop that ball? He dropped that ball. No, he didn't. Mayo was hanging around second. I thought he dropped the ball for a second. I looked down, then I looked up, and it looked like he was bending down to pick up a ball off of the ground. What happened there?
I was looking down to fill in my scorecard, so I missed it as well.
Whatever. Yeah. Serious Heston Kerstad. And the first pitch, as they didn't take the video off the video board, misses down. It's 1-0 to start. 298 average for Kerstad. 25 OPS in 29 games. As the next pitch is swung on and missed. As the next offering is lifted in the air to left again, Macias sprinting to the line, closes the gap, makes the catch. Three up, three down, inning for Altoona. On to the second, a 3-0 ball game. Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed. Wolfman Jack! When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Already on to the second inning, short trip to the bench for Cade Povich. Bay Sox went down in order offensively fast in the bottom of the first. And the first pitch to Andres Alvarez is popped up. Mid-range center field, playable for Zach Watson, who jogs down and makes the catch. A much faster start to the second inning for Povich than the first was. Povich allowed the first three batters to reach before giving up two sacrifice flies and an RBI double. So we sit at 3-0 here in the second as Matt Frazier bats. Only left-hander in the Altoona lineup is hitting .263 this season with a .722 OPS in 28 games. Six doubles, no triples, two homers. As the first pitch misses just a bit outside. Next offering is fouled off left side, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a curveball called for strike, top half of the plate. One ball and two strikes. Still having issues with our video equipment, as if you're watching on MILB.TV, it says it's the bottom of the ninth with J.D. Mundy batting. That is incorrect, as the 1-2 is swung on and missed down for strike three. Second strikeout for Cade Povich today. He's retired the last three. It's Cade Povich pitching. That was Matt Frazier batting, and we're still here in the top of the second. At least the score is right. It's 3-0. Matt Povich looking for a much better bounce-back frame as he starts his second trip through the order already, just five outs deep. It's the first pitch to Leover Peguero is flown out towards shallow right, up the line. Rhodes sprinting but out of play. Touches down in the Bay Sox bullpen. Count starts out at nothing and one on Peguero, who drew a walk on a 3-1 count. Oh, one pitch. Misses up and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Come to find out that the score graphic on Minor League Baseball TV is not operational at all. Not sure what's going on today. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball up and away. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Two one. And a line drive right field. Rhodes, not too far of a run for him. He slides over, makes the catch. So three up, three down inning for Povich. Bottom of the second coming up as Bowie trails 3-0 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
John Rhodes batting for the Bay Sox as he moved to the bottom of the second. It was a very fast first inning for Sean Sullivan. Saw him throw six pitches. Pop out, fly out, fly out. Both of them went to left. Rhodes hitting 222 with a 643 OPS in 20 games. Four doubles, a triple, one homer. 15 runs batted in. And he lifts the first pitch into deep center field. A light jog bat for Matt Gorski. And that will take a few steps down after curling to his left. The Bay Sox have really gotten deep under some of these pitches so far as Gorski makes the catch. And there's quickly one gone. I mean, that Kobe Mayo pop out, or that fly out in the first inning, that was probably one of the highest hit balls we've seen this season, as Mark Colesberry will bat. 3-for-15 so far with the Bay Sox, as the first pitch is an off-speed, called for strike in the upper outside corner. Count starts out at nothing and one. Four games for Colesberry, a double, no triples. His first home run with Bowie yesterday. Next pitch is swung on and missed, down and away, and it's nothing and two. Two RBI for Colesberry. Both of them came on that home run. It wasn't that surprising to me when running through some of the numbers yesterday, but it was still a bit of a note that Colesberry's home run yesterday was the first game-tying home run for the Bay Sox this entire season. And they've been middle of the road in terms of home runs hit. Normally they are on the higher end for the Eastern League, thanks to the hitter-friendly dimensions of their ballpark. As the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed, down and away for strike three. Five in a row retired by Sean Sullivan. That's his first strikeout.
Batting six, the center fielder number 18, Zach Watson.
Now here's Zach Watson. First pitch in, and Watson watches slider miss down and away. It's nothing. 1-0 to start. 242 average for Watson, a 737 OPS in 26 games. As the 1-0 is called a strike on the outside half of the plate, 1-1. But again, Watson's strikeout rate has dropped and been fairly steady at about 10 points lower than it was last season, at 22% right now as he rips a line drive foul. Hits off the tarp on the left side of the field. Count goes to 1-2. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's laying off of pitches like the first one that came through. That slider that eventually tailed down and away. But now it's a 1-2 pitch, and he swings and misses on a high off-speed for strike three. Six in a row retired by Sean Sullivan, including his second strikeout, as we move to the third. A 3-0 Altoona lead on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go Bay Sox and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Luminous Health provides high-quality, expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Another Wolf Wednesday here at Prince George's Stadium. Make sure you don't miss the next one. Furry friends get in for free with every ticket purchased as long as they're properly leashed and vaccinated. Tickets at BaySox.com. On to the third inning here in Bowie. A 3-0 Altoona lead as the first pitch to Lolo Sanchez is fouled off behind home plate. Nothing and one to start. Sanchez, Henry Davis, and Matt Gorski to bat against Cade Povich, who's retired 4 in a row. Look for a much quicker outing as the next pitch misses inside. It's 1-1. Just got to push past that first inning. That first frame plagues him both times against Altoona so far. He's allowed 3 runs in the first in both appearances against the curve. 1-1, rolled over to third. Mayo waits on it and gloves it. Charges the throw to first, and it's in time. 5-3 put out, and there's one gone.
The catcher, number 22, Henry Davis.
And now here's Davis. Single to right field, a run scored back in the first inning. They've got the sun starting to set here just a tad at Prince George's Stadium. As the next offering, first offering I should say, is a curveball that misses down. It's 1-0 to start. Now we don't have access to the most advanced metrics that tell you what the strike rate is on specific pitches for individual pitchers. As the next offering is fouled off, Davis got it on his own leg, and he goes down with the ball. But he's upright onto his knees at least. I just think the initial shock is what sent him tumbling, and the count will go even at 1. That ball came rolling away onto the first base side toward the Bay Sox dugout. There's a slider there from Povich that eventually sat a little bit low, but middle of the plate. And the home plate umpire is, of course, going to help out a little bit to make sure that Davis gets time to settle back in after that foul. But now Povich is set. The 1-1 offering. Breaking ball, line to second. Oh, and out past the stretch glove of Nolberth Romero into center field to base hit. Romero had timed up the jump. I think the ball sliced a little bit after he had gone in the air. It looked like it went a little bit to the right of his glove. Could have maybe made a good play at it, but Henry Davis picks up his second hit of the day. Continues to hit well. He's really one of the only guys that's giving Cesar Prieto a bit of a run right now, but Prieto is still so far ahead of the rest of the Eastern League that anyone even giving him a run still doesn't look like they're getting in as much effort as he is. Not to say Henry Davis isn't putting in effort. He's doing very well, but Cesar Prieto is just on fire. First pitch to Matt Gorski misses up and away, and it's 1-0 to start. Gorski hit the first of 2 sacrifice flies back in the first inning after the bases had been loaded for Altoona with none out. Makes it a 3-0 game here in the top of the third. As the next pitch is popped up. Shallow center, Watson sprinting down, but a few short steps. Doesn't need some long strides to cover the ground. He gets there and makes the catch. Make it 2 gone.
The first baseman, number 34, Jacob Gonzalez.
But again, the contact is pretty big for Altoona here in 2023. Striking out the fewest times in AA this season. Jacob Gonzalez digs in. First pitch is a curveball. Misses up and in. And it's 1-0 to start. The point I was starting to make just before Henry Davis had fouled that pitch off of his leg is that, well, we don't get the information to see how individual pitches are faring for a pitcher in an outing. 1-0 pitch, check swing. Little bit up and away, barely, and it runs the count to 2-0. But it does make me wonder how Cade Povich's curveball is doing. Specifically his curveball as a first pitch, it really looks like it's just going for a called ball more than anything. Because Altoona is not the swing and miss kind of team. 2-0 pitch. This is up and away. 3-0 on a fastball. Runner at first, two away here in the top of the third as Bowie trails 3-0. Down and in, a four-pitch walk. Second walk given up by Povich today. And now Drew Maggi will bat with runners at first and second. Povich's season high for walks is 3. Came back in his first outing of the year. It was third game of the season against Hartford. First pitch to Maggi, and he pops it up. Out to left field, Billy Cook running down. Cesar Prieto backing out. Cook calls off Prieto and makes the catch to end the inning. That two-out walk doesn't hurt Povich in the long run. The next pitch gets the out, and we're on to the bottom of the third. Bowie trails 3-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Get the weekend started on the 19th with another glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Don't miss out on another spectacular fireworks show on Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 21st, it's Bark in the Park. With every ticket purchased, your four-legged friend can join for free. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, once again, welcome into Prince George's Stadium. Always a pleasure to have you along for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis. T.T. Bowens leads off for Bowie as they trail 3-0, 7-8-9 in the Bowie lineup as they've yet to get a base runner. First pitch into the right-hander, and he hits it up the middle underneath the pitcher's legs and into center field, a base hit. Second double-A hit for Bowens. It's in back-to-back games, of course. That one a 100-mile-an-hour, I guess you could say it was a comebacker, just right underneath the foot of Sullivan. He had to hop. Good seeing eye single there for Bowens, and now Billy Cook to bat. And it's very early, it is, but I'm really liking the work to all fields in terms of contact from T.T. Bowens so far. 182 average for Cook. First pitch to him misses down and away, and it's 1-0 to start. Henry Davis feigns a throw to first base, more of just a half-hearted, hey, don't forget about me arm movement. 567 OPS for Cook in 27 games, three doubles, no triples, three homers, 13 RBI. 1-0 pitch, and it's popped foul, gets out of play behind home plate, headed our way. And it gets onto the second level, and the count goes even at 1-1. Cook didn't play yesterday. He only went 1-for-15 in the first series against Altoona, but he has since warmed up pretty far well. He's got hits in 8 of his last 10 games. 1-1. Slider misses down and away from Sullivan, and the count goes to 2-1. Never really got the chance to tell you about Sullivan. Starting pitcher today, a 6'1", 176-pound, 22-year-old right-hander. Plenty of young starters in this Altoona rotation. Plenty of older relievers. That's been their mix. 2-1 pitch. Misses down, and the count goes to 3-1. Sullivan, a 8th-round draft selection out of Cal back in 2021. On the season, 5 appearances, all starts. He's gone 0-0, but a 2.08 ERA. Here's the 3-1. Breaking ball down. It's ball 4. So after the first blink, T.T. Bowens with the single, Billy Cook with the walk. Maybe Nolberth Romero can play something with this tie game. Romero, 125 average, 392 OPS, 13 games for the Bay Sox with a double, no triples, a homer, 3 runs batted in. If I'm not mistaken, his last base hit for Bowie was a solo home run. It was back in Altoona, back in Harrisburg, I should say, playing Altoona now. First pitch, and Romero watches a called strike. Nice slider to nick the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. So that's the first time the flip-flop of switching up names has gone in reverse for me. I said Altoona when it was in Harrisburg instead of me saying Harrisburg when we're facing Altoona. 0-1 pitch, and Romero lifts it out toward shallow left up the line. Macias sprinting toward the bullpen, but he just runs out of room. It falls in only about a foot on the berm. The bullpen side for Altoona could have been playable if Macias wasn't shaded as far, but can't necessarily blame him for that with how far foul it did end up. It does run it to nothing and 2-1 Romero. Very soft, mostly windless day here at Prince George's Stadium as the 0-2 pitch is popped up on the infield. Right behind home as Davis sheds the mask, takes a couple of steps out from the dirt behind home plate and makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning, and it brings us back to the top of the lineup for Cesar Prieto. 3-0 game here in the bottom of the third as Bowie is still got a bit of a hill to climb out to try and win back-to-back games for the first time since opening day. But we won the first game of the year and the second game of the year, and since then have not had a winning streak of any capacity since. Prieto popped out to third on the first pitch he saw in the first. First pitch here, and he takes a half swing and a curve ball down. Home plate umpire says he went around on it. Cesar Prieto is usually not the kind to second-guess himself like that. Let's hope that's a one-off. That is the 0-1 pitch. Misses down this time, and it's 1-1. Sullivan tried to hit him again with it. Didn't work. Sullivan started with 7 straight outs against Bowie last time he saw them, much like he did today with 6 straight outs. 4 1/3 scoreless innings, struck out 3 batters that day. 1-1, and Prieto floats it foul into the netting left side. Count to 1-2 now. He is coming off of a season's high 6 innings. A quality start at home against Akron on just 75 pitches. Thanks in part to no walks, and thanks in part also to a lot of early contact. He gave up 7 hits. The 1-2. Misses down. And it's 2-2 here on Prieto. First and second, still only one away in the bottom of the third. Bowie trails 3-0. Prieto can be a potential double play threat, considering the amount of double plays Altoona has drawn from Bowie. Prieto's hit into 2 of them, and he hits it on the ground just a little bit more often than he does into the air. Now the 2-2 from Sullivan, and Prieto floats it out toward left, but this is going to stay on the infield as Alvarez curls around on it. Infield fly rule in effect, he makes the catch. And there's 2 away. Now the Bay Sox are really getting underneath a lot of these pitches, it seems. I feel like that, I would assume that comes down to the sequencing of Sullivan's pitches probably more so than anything.
He's been good with the fastball up in the zone first couple of times through here, but really that breaking ball now is starting to play lower in the zone, particularly outer half.
Here's Kobe Mayo, first pitch. Just misses outside a fastball. 1-0 to start. Mayo had that high fly out to
left field in the first. The 1-0 pitch is instead a pickoff throw back to second, and it's in time. Bay Sox get two base runners to start the inning with a single and a walk, but Bowens is thrown out at second base, and the inning is over. Andre has the play-by-play when we return. Bowie trails 3-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bay Sox trying to win two in a row, but off to a sour start here tonight against Altoona. They trail 3-0 heading to the top half of the fourth. It's the bottom third of the curve lineup to face Cade Povich. Second time through starts with Fabricio Macias. Strikeout victim is first time up, right on left in the first pitch from the southpaw Povich. It's a fastball for a called strike. Starts him out 0-1. Well, a laborious first inning for Povich. Gave up a couple of hits, a couple of sacrifice flies around a walk, and an RBI double from Drew Maggi. They made it 3-0 Altoona. The next pitch is swung on. Fouled off the catcher. Colesvary off to his right-hand side. It's 0-2 to Macias. But since then, he's settled down very well. A pair of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 frame in the second and worked around a couple of base runners in the third. 0-2 here to Macias. And the pitch. And it's left high. Counts 1-2. Couldn't get him to chase the fastball up in the zone that time. Three runs on four hits for the curve. Bowie just one hit so far against Sean Sullivan, who's enjoyed a stellar outing. 1-2 from Povich. And misses low, the off-speed, and the count's now 2-2. Two-two pitch. Macias pops it up. Right side, it'll get well out of play onto the concourse, and the count stays. Lefty set, the next 2-2. Hit on the ground left side, this time foul. That's been the MO of this Altoona lineup all throughout the season, and this series has been no exception so far. Very difficult team to strike out. Povich has been back in the zone with the last two pitches, but hasn't gotten him yet on that curveball. Next 2-2. This time doesn't get the same spin on the pitch, misses outside, and it's taken for ball three, count full. Macias, bat well off his right shoulder, outstretched the payoff pitch. Popped foul right side, fastball. Middle quadrant of the zone, outer third. Macias fouls it off into the seats right side to stay alive. Count still full. Leadoff man here in the top of the fourth, Bowie trailing 3-0. The pitch from Povich. He is fought off foul again right side, off the netting. Really good battle here from Macias. This will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance here to lead off the fourth for Cade Povich. Entered the frame on 47 pitches. Here's the payoff. And it's upstairs for ball four. Third walk for Povich. Another leadoff base runner here for Altoona. Second inning that they've led off with a leadoff walk. Macias aboard. Here's Andres Alvarez. Stepping into the righty box, the top eight hitters in the curve lineup, all from the right side tonight. Alvarez flew out to center field his first time up. He's 0-for-1 today. Mayo's even with the bag at third, creeping in. Rest of the infield back with Kerstad holding on the runner at first. First pitch misses down and inside. Off-speed starts out Alvarez, 1-0. It's 184 so far this season for Alvarez. He's 4-for-20 this season against the Bay Sox. Was 0-for-5 in the series thus far. I'll check on the runner at first. Backstanding Macias. Another quiet night at the ballpark here at Prince George's Stadium. Povich is back set. Runner goes. 1-0 pitch is high, and Colesvery tried to throw down to second, but lost it on the transfer. Went to go pump the pitch out of his glove. It missed high for a ball, and just left the baseball behind when he went to grip it with his bare hand. So Macias advances. Stolen base for him. He's into scoring position now, still with nobody out. And for Macias, that's his fourth stolen bag of the season in 5 attempts. Next pitch from Povich. Breaking ball this time's over the inside edge and a called strike. Curveball bottomed out. 2-1 here to Alvarez. 11 RBIs for him so far this season. He's a 188 hitter with runners in scoring position. 2-1. Is lifted in the air left field. Cook started in. Now goes back. Still backpedaling into the shadows that lurk in left field. And he makes a catch. It's about half sun, half shadow, with the sun continuing to set here at Prince George's Stadium over the third base side. But he goes from the sun to the shade and secures it for the first out. Macias does not advance, stays put at second as the nine-hole man Matt Frazier comes to the dish. Frazier, the lone lefty, here in this lineup tonight for Altoona. Strikeout victim his first time, one of two so far for Povich. First pitch to him. And he swings and pops it foul left side into the seats. Off speed over the outer third, and he gets a piece. Nothing on one here. Left on left, Povich set the 0-1. Low and away, blocked by Colesvery. Counts even at a ball and a strike. As he slides across on the off speed delivery. Frazier hasn't gotten a ton of work against left-handed pitchers so far this season, but batting from the left side so far, he's been a bit of an anomaly. More on that after the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball tight. Tied him up. Counts 1-2. Frazier had 21 at-bats against left-handed pitching coming into today for Altoona, and he had 10 hits, a .476 average in those limited at-bats against left-handed pitching. Batting just a tick over .260 overall in the season. So when he's gotten opportunities, he's looked good. 1-2. Breaking ball floats outside. He takes for 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier's been a streaky hitter when he's been able to put it together this season. Two separate hitting streaks of at least 6 games. 2-2, swing and a miss. Povich gets him with the curveball. Second time he's gotten Frazier swinging tonight. Third strikeout overall for him. I'll turn over the lineup here with 2 down in the fourth. And Povich has a chance to get out of the frame and strand that runner in scoring position with the top of the lineup and Leover Peguero coming up. Peguero, though, has had a hot series so far. Already walked and scored tonight. Here's the first pitch. Off-speed misses way outside. And counts 1-0. First pitch changeup floats away from Peguero, who, again, 3 doubles in yesterday's contest at the top of the lineup for the curve. He's already reached base 4 times and has played appearances in this series. He'll take outside once again. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Hits in 5 straight for Peguero. He's beginning to turn it on after a slower April. 2-0 pitch. And he pops it foul right side. Out of play, counts 2-1. Peguero is one of several Altoona bats that have had a lot of success hitting on the road this season. 2-1 on the way. Peguero swings through an off-speed, and the count goes to 2-2. People's Natural Gas Field has some deeper alleyways, some deeper dimensions that sometimes will take hits away from batters. And right now, Peguero is a 300 hitter on the road versus just 193 at home and has nearly the same amount of at-bats. 2-2 from Povich. Swing and a miss. He got him. Dropped in the changeup underneath the bat path. Back-to-back strikeouts for Povich. Give him 4 on the evening. Leaves a runner stranded, and Bowie still within striking distance. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Bay Sox trail 3-0 on Capital Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sun beginning to set here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. Bay Sox trail 3-0. We're set for a beautiful sunset tonight on mostly clear skies and a great night for some baseball. Kobe Mayo digs in the first pitch from Sean Sullivan. This is low and the count's 1-0 here to Mayo. 2-3-4 scheduled hit for the Bay Sox as they look to get the offense rolling. Just one hit so far against Sullivan, who's faced only one above the minimum so far through his first three frames. And that last pitch to Mayo was only his 30th of the evening. 1-0. Hesitant check swing from Mayo, but it's a called strike on the outer third, the off-speed. And that evens the count at a ball and a strike apiece. Mayo's 0-for-1. He flew out to left field first time up. Righty on righty in the 1-1 pitch. Cranked out towards right field. Frazier going back. Does stop edge of the track. And the right fielder turns his hips towards the right field line and makes a catch over the shoulder. Lots of charge from Kobe Mayo, but not enough to get it out to that right center alleyway. He's retired for the second time tonight. One down in the fourth. And another quick, efficient fly ball out for Sean Sullivan. That's mainly how Sullivan's worked so far this season. Here's Heston Kerstad. First pitch to him. Driven out towards center field. Gorski now running into left center. He's going to make way for the left fielder Macias, who has it lined up. He makes the catch quickly in the shaded portion of left center. And there's two down. Kerstad 0-for-2 with a pair of fly ball outs. And this is what we saw from Sean Sullivan. His first time out against the Bay Sox is a lot of fly ball outs. Two outs and the base is empty here for John Rhodes. Sullivan recorded 13 outs against Bowie in his first outing. Threw only 67 pitches in the early portion of the season. Went 4 1/3. 8 of them were fly ball outs. John Rhodes takes eye. Counts 1-0. He has another fly ball out today. He flew out to center field. He takes a fastball just north of the letters, and the next pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball center cut that time gets Rhodes, and the count's 1-1. Sullivan working quickly. Out of the windup, first base side of the mound. 1-1 pitch. Floated foul right side. Out of play. Quickly 1-2 here to Rhodes. But Sullivan doesn't overwhelm you in terms of velocity. His fastball only sits low 90s, but it's got a tail to it. especially to those right-handed hitters. And that movement on the fastball can sometimes generate a lot of weak contact and a lot of swings getting underneath the baseball, particularly well with this slider that plays off of it. 1-2 pitch. Fastball that time up in the zone, taken tight by Rhodes. And the count's even at 2-2. Two outs, nobody on. Bowie trailing 3-0 here in the bottom half of the fourth. Sullivan's next delivery. Rhodes, check swing. They'll peel down to first. He went around, says the first base umpire. Rhodes strikes out. Third strikeout for Sullivan through four shutout frames. Bowie trails 4-0. We'll step aside and come back with the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAB.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Another patient first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
A fun Sunday waits in store here at the tail end of this series at Prince George's Stadium. 1:05 p.m. first pitch between the Curve and the Bay Sox. We'll see Bark in the Park. You can bring your pups back out to the park on Sunday. Special adoption event and other special exhibits. And also a rescheduled Meet the Team event before the game at noon. Tickets at baysox.com. 3-0, Bowie trails here towards the top half of the fifth. And the first pitch of that frame is a called strike to Lolo Sanchez. Count nothing and one. With the new arm on the bump for the Bay Sox, it's right-hander Connor Gillespie. Working out of the windup, first base side, Juan Gillespie after the 0-1. Sanchez swings and pops it foul, right side out of play, nothing in two. He's 1-for-2 today with a single and a run scored. It is the Altoona DH tonight. Gillespie, 5'11" on the bump for Bowie, 185 pounds, ninth round selection out of VCU back in 2019. The 0-2 is just off the plate with the off speed, counts now 1-2 to Sanchez. Six appearances for Gillespie. This is his seventh. It's his fifth out of the bullpen. 2-1 with a 2.38 ERA. And he's set to deliver the 1-2 here. And it's chopped. Left side, Mayo ranging over from third. Fields about eye level and throws across in time. He cut off that ball to meet it on the hop towards the shortstop position. But a 5-3 put out. Sanchez retired for the second time tonight. One down here in the fifth. Final line on Cade Povich, 4 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned back in that first inning. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He threw 71 pitches, 42 of them for strikes. It's that first inning against the Curve that got to Povich again. Gillespie hoping to settle in with a little more comfort here as he pitches to Henry Davis. Nothing comfortable about facing Davis, but the first pitch off speed misses high for 1-0. Already 2 hits tonight for Davis. He also has a run scored back in the first inning. Both of them were singles. Righty on righty matchup. The 1-0 is tight just again on the inside edge. Davis stepped in and then backed off the plate in the righty box. He's up in the count here 2-0. No batting gloves for Davis as it comes to rest on his right shoulder. A little shoulder twitch from Gillespie on the mound. Before he gets into his routine and fires a 2-0. It's a called strike at the knees to get him back in the count at 2-1. Fastball right over the inside edge at the knees to Davis. Now the 2-1. And it's low and away. Davis takes and the count's 3-1. Davis has been towards the top of pretty much every major statistical category in the Eastern League so far this season. That includes his on-base numbers. Leads the league in on-base percentage. Very disciplined eye up there. 20 walks to 22 strikeouts. A 3-1. Fastball off the plate, ball four. Here's walk number 21 on the season for Davis. He's now reached three straight plate appearances to start today. It's the fourth walk for Bay Sox pitching. First for Gillespie. A one-out base runner here for Altoona in the top of the fifth. So now a runner on first with one out as Matt Gorski steps into the plate. Cleanup batter for Altoona. Center fielder bats from the right side. 0-for-1 today with a sacrifice fly RBI back in the first. He's hit the ball in the air twice. The first pitch from Gillespie floats outside. Starts him out at 1-0. Well, Gillespie will be looking to settle in here in the back end of this tandem for the Bay Sox. Again, the extensive amount of arms with starting pitching experience has led to those tandems more often than not. 1-0. And Gorski hits a dribbler up the third base line. Gillespie watches it all the way. It's going to stay in fair territory as it rolls up the third base line. Him and Mark Colesvery were sitting there backpedaling towards the baseball the entire way up the third base line, just hoping that it would get into foul ground, but it stayed right up the chalk line, so it's a swinging bunt base hit for Gorski. It moves Davis up to second. And there's two on with one out here for Altoona in the fifth. Fifth hit of the day for the curve. It brings up Jacob Gonzalez. And a tough one there for Gillespie. He'll now have to pitch himself out of some traffic here in his first inning of work. Hit traveled 3 feet, according to the advanced metrics. But it all counts the same in the book. Gonzalez, first pitch to him, swing and a miss. Off speed in the lower part of the zone, ducks underneath the bat. It's 1-0-1. A four-pitch walk for Gonzalez today, and also a sac fly RBI back in the first. Right on right here against Gillespie. Davis leads off second, Gorski off first. Neither one being held on with much vigor. As the 0-1. Off speed over the inside edge, a called strike. Counts nothing and two. Good sequencing there for Gillespie, who again is looking to right that ship in the back end of tandems for the Bay Sox. Batter takes time here before the 0-2. And Gillespie, to his credit, has been effective when he's come out of the bullpen for the Bay Sox. He's another one of those arms that has starting experience and coming in the back end of tandems. And when he's come out of the bullpen, he's been very effective. Deep breath here as he gets set to deliver the 0-2. And it's swung on, popped foul, out of play. Count will stay. In relief appearances this season for Connor Gillespie, his ERA is 1.15. That's 2 earned runs in 15 2/3. He did allow a couple of inherited runners to score in his last outing Thursday in Harrisburg, coming in the back end for Povich after Michael Givens entered, sandwiching in between them. The next 0-2 is hit weakly out towards center field. Watson closing speed, running in, loses the cap, makes the catch over top his right shoulder, throws back to second. It's not in time to double off Davis, who got a little greedy off the second base bag, but he's back standing. A little playful shove for Cesar Prieto as he tried to whack the ball out of his glove. But Gonzalez retired. Runners stay put. There's two down in the frame. And good closing speed there from Zach Watson in center field. Two on base with two outs here as Drew Maggi steps into the right-handed batter's box. But Gillespie, going back to that on Thursday, 3 2/3, did allow some traffic on the base pass. 4 hits, 2 hit batters, 2 walks, but no runs. Runners take off here, and the first pitch is grounded foul left side. Was a really good jump from both Davis and Gorski attempting the double steal on Mark Colesvery and company, but Maggi took the inner third fastball and was a bit of a jam shot towards the end of it and just grounded it foul. So it's 0-1 to him. The runners have to go back. Altoona has a man on second and a man on first, leading 3-0 here in the top half of the fifth. And Connor Gillespie coming out of the Bay Sox bullpen looking for a scoreless frame to keep them at bay. 0-1 to Maggi. Right off the outside edge, a breaking ball taken. The count's even. RBI double for him today back in the first inning. That plated the third of the 3 runs for Altoona. He also hit a high fly ball out to left field his last time up. Wiggles the bat well out in front of his body. 1-1 pitch. Swings and pops it foul just over our heads. Back on to the navy green seatbacks. It counts 1-2. Time of fastball from Gillespie up in the zone. There's a race between two young fans, and the young fan in the blue shirt emerges the winner. Something for the crowd to get fired up about here. 1-2, 2 outs. Gillespie hoping to give them something else to cheer about here. Ready, set, the pitch is a called strike three. Fastball outer third, painted the edge. First strikeout for Gillespie. Works around a little bit of trouble in the fifth. Keeps Altoona off the board. Bowie trails 3-0 as we head to the bottom half. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Runs in the first half. Bay Sox in a hole here towards the middle innings. Bottom half of the fifth. Bowie looking to dig out of it against right-handed starter Sean Sullivan for the curve back out there for a fifth inning of work. It'll be Mark Colesvary, Zach Watson, and T.T. Bowens, 5-6-7 in the Bowie lineup to face the right-hander second time through as Mark Colesvary digs in. 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the first pitch. He swings through an off-speed low in the zone to fall behind 0-1. That pitch was just the 39th of the evening for Sean Sullivan. He has worked with unbelievable pace on the mound, 0-1. Fastball just a bit high, evens the count at a ball and a strike apiece. But Sullivan has gotten a lot of early contact, he's gotten a lot of soft contact, and he's gotten a lot in the air. 1-1, Davis reaches across his body to pluck a fastball low and outside. Colesvary takes and the count's 2-1. Righty working quickly on the mound, first base side, here's a 2-1. Colesvary swings through it. All speed towards the lower part of the zone. The slider that time makes it 2-2. So far tonight for Sullivan, there have been 8 fly ball outs. And to play off of that, there have been 0 ground ball outs. He's recorded 12 outs so far. He's going to take time now to tie his right shoe on top of the pitcher's mound. It's the only thing really slowing him down right now. But his other 4 outs of the 12 he's recorded so far have been 3 strikeouts and a pickoff of T.T. Bowens out at second base. Slady plays it in the air a lot. 2-2, swing and a miss. And it's because of that fastball up in the zone that gets Colesvary swinging there. Second time he's been retired on strikes. Fourth overall for Sullivan. There's one down here in the fifth. And I'll bring up Zach Watson. But the one thing that really potentially limited Sullivan's outing, his last time out against the Bay Sox, is Watson takes the first pitch for a called strike, fastball. Nothing in one. Watson also a strikeout victim his first time up. But the thing that really limited Sullivan's outing last time against Bowie was early season, trying to stretch a pitcher out and pitch count. As the next pitch misses just outside, good take from Watson on the fastball, and the count goes to 1-1. But right now, he's keeping it low with a lot of that early contact and really showing no signs of fatigue. Watson fouls the next pitch back. Fastball center cut that time. It's 1-2. And we're not seeing Sullivan throw off-speed really too often. Maybe as a put-away. We'll see what he does here in a 1-2 count. Watson will take low. There was the slider blocked by Davis, but no chase. Watson continues to show that discipline with pitches low in the zone. And he stays in the box at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, he changed the eye level of the hitter very effectively there. Fastball at 92, plays a lot faster, up in the zone, above the shoulders, as Watson chases and goes down on strikes. So that's back-to-back strikeouts for the second time in this part of the order for Sullivan. He struck out the last three. He's faced. He has five on the evening. Two outs and the base is empty now with T.T. Bowen stepping into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch to him is just off the plate for a ball. It was a first-pitch slider that just missed low, and the count's 1-0. Bowen's hard-hit single back up the middle his first time. Bowie's only hit so far tonight. He'll take low in the zone again, another off-speed. Count goes to 2-0. Bowen has shown a tremendous hit tool, albeit it's only two games in here so far, double A. But high contact for him, certainly. In a hitter's count here. The pitch. And he slaps it the other way, foul, right side. Behind the first base coach's box and towards the curve bullpen. He snapped his bat, in fact, as he tosses it back towards the on-deck circle and gets a fresh one. The count's 2-1 here to T.T. Bowens. In the bottom half of the fifth with the bases empty, Bowie trails 3-0. Trying to get something started here, the bottom third of its lineup. 2-1. Bowens hits it back up the middle, this time snared on the backhand by Sullivan on one hop. Has plenty of time to throw to first. Nifty play, reaching behind his back to pluck that one ankle height. And a good throw to first in time. 1-3 put out retires Bowens in the side. Another 1-2-3 frame for Sean Sullivan through five shutout frames. Bowie trails 3-0 here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you. Because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org to schedule today.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Bay Sox trying to win two games on the bounce. They'll have to come from behind once again, as they did last night, to do so here as they trail the Altoona curve 3-0 heading towards the top of the sixth inning. Connor Gillespie still on the hill for the Bay Sox. Second inning of relief out of the bullpen for starter Cade Povich. He'll face the bottom third of the Altoona lineup scheduled to hit here. Starts with Fabricio Macias. Digs into the righty box, 0-1 with a walk today. First pitch out of the windup from Gillespie. He has a called strike. A little towards the inner third with a fastball. Starts out Macias at 0-1. Good first inning of relief for Gillespie. Couple of base runners. A walk and a base hit with one out, but then got two consecutive outs to get out of the jam as this one is swung on and lifted towards right field. The 0-1 pitch plays to Rhodes straight away in right. And a fly ball out for Macias. He's 0-2 tonight, and there's one away in the sixth. We're talking about Connor Gillespie in the last frame and how good he has been out of the bullpen for the Bay Sox in the back end of these tandems, which has been a rare sight as Andres Alvarez steps in 0-2 with two fly ball outs tonight. The first pitch to him. He has a breaking ball that just can't quite snap over the inside edge. Close pitch, but him does miss for ball one. 1-0 here to Alvarez. Gillespie's also given plenty of length. 1-0. And it's chopped foul, left side. Mayo gives it a look, parallel to the third baseline, but it's well foul. It counts 1-1. But Gillespie has gone at least three innings in all of his outings this season. He's gone four, and four out of the six. And that included four very effective frames where he only allowed one run out of the bullpen in Altoona. Next pitch is rocketed over the head of the shortstop Prieto and into left field for a base hit. Hard hit ball for Alvarez. It's the second given up by Gillespie. One out base runner here for Altoona.
The right fielder, number 12, Matt Frazier.
Alvarez collects his fifth hit against the Bay Sox this season, first of the series. And there's Matt Frazier. But Gillespie got the lone Bay Sox win before last night against Altoona this season. Was their lone series or lone win of the series in Pennsylvania back last month. Matt Frazier struck out twice tonight against Cade Povich. We'll be happy to see him off the mound. First pitch. The lone lefty in the lineup tonight for the curve. Takes a called strike over the outer third. Fastball starts him out, nothing and one. Gillespie came in relief of Carlos Tavera for a day game that Bowie won 9-3 back on April the 19th and was able to throw four effective frames, really went the rest of the way for them. 0-1 pitch is floated outside. Counts even at a ball and a strike. But with Tavera unable to complete the five, Easton Lucas came in and completed the rest of it for him. Gillespie then entered in the sixth inning and took it the rest of the way, or the fifth, excuse me. Check on the runner at first, was leaning towards second. Alvarez tried to get a head start, but good check back, no tag applied as he dives back in safely head first. Alvarez is interesting because he's only attempted two stolen bases this season for the curve after being 21 of 22 last season. He hasn't really gotten it going with the wheels quite yet. See if they send him in motion here. He's hopping off of first towards the edge of the cutout. He stays put, and the 1-1 pitch is fouled back off the screen. 1-2 here to Frazier. Gillespie was able to collect that win. The only run he really gave up back in April was towards the end of the game where Bowie was already up handily and just trying to cruise to the finish line, so to speak. So not really too high-stress pitches either for Gillespie. 1-2 on the way. And it's hit on the ground right side. Romero gets around on it, throws the second for one. No, it goes under the glove of Prieto and squeaks down the left field line. Up to third on it now is Alvarez after the low throw, and Frazier advances the second. Goes down as an error for Nolberth Romero. First error of the night for the Bay Sox, and that puts two in scoring position so far here for Altoona in the sixth. And what could have been a potential double play ball to get Bowie out of the inning now spells trouble.
Second baseman number 10, Leover Piguero.
So two in scoring position, and Altoona has the top of its lineup coming up now in Leover Piguero. It's the third error for Romero on the season, Piguero. Leadoff man is 0-2. He walked and scored in the first. Infield does come in for Bowie. All even with the edge of the infield grass. Righty on righty matchup against Piguero. First pitch. Low and away on off speed. Counts 1-0 here to Piguero. Piguero 4-for-28 this season with runners in scoring position. He's got 11 RBIs on the season, but already, remember, three doubles in this series with his 3-for-4 performance yesterday. He's got six doubles in his last four games. The 1-0 is laced right back up the middle and down in the right center gap for a base hit. It's going to squeak in between Watson and Rhodes and go all the way to the wall. Both runners to score. Piguero, wide turnaround second. He'll stay put there. Two-run double, Leover Piguero. Error comes back to haunt Bowie, and Altoona adds on. It's his fourth double of the series. RBI's number 12 and 13, and the curve take a 5-0 lead.
Hitter number 19, Lolo Sanchez.
And Leover Piguero has been a thorn in the side of Bowie so far this week, and it's still early. On two runs across, still a chance for more. Only one out here with Lolo Sanchez coming up. They're going to throw over to first to check and see if he stepped on the bag. And now Piguero just took off for third base. That was interesting. They were trying to see if Piguero touched first base, try to get an out. And he took the opportunity to take off. So now he moves up and is 90 feet away. And now Kyle Moore's going to come out and talk to the umpires here. Matt, you got any thoughts here?
I mean, Bowie should have expected this to be a potential possibility of what they were doing. It becomes a live ball. It the ball is live. Peguero realized that the ball was live and going in the complete opposite direction. He had the speed to go to third base. I'm not sure if the runner did miss the base, if Peguero did miss first base. Of course, Bowie still has the recent memory of Dante Williams missing first base on a double in a similar position back in Harrisburg, but nothing just wants to go Bowie's way today, it seems, to go from that T.T. Bowens play back in the fifth inning. Great grab by Sean Sullivan to now this. Bowie just can't seem to catch a break, it seems.
Well, you're right about one thing. With the Dante Williams play, they have been a little more willing to try that attempt to see if a runner had not stepped on a base. But you do run that risk. And now the infield comes in again with Lolo Sanchez. Kyle Moore back in the dugout. First pitch to Sanchez is fouled off to the right side, out of play. Count starts at 0-1. So now 90 feet away, you got to be worried about wild pitch, pass ball. Josvery will be certainly alert as Gillespie set to deliver the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Josvery nearly pumped down to third base. But just a twitch of the ball out of the glove. Batter calls for time as Sanchez chased a fastball just north of the strike zone, and the count's nothing and two to him. 5-for-20 this season with runners in scoring position. Does have a pair of extra base hits. 8 runs batted in on the season through 24 games. 0-2. Takes low and inside just over the top of his shoe tops. Couldn't get him to chase as the count now goes to a ball and two strikes. Couple of ground outs on the left side for Sanchez here. Kobe Mayo is playing even with the third base bag as he steps back. Sanchez also singled and scored back in the first. Next pitch, lightly tapped right side, base hit. Squeaks through past Romero, who was drawn in on the infield. Softly hit line drive, finds grass and right. Peguero scores. RBI single for Lolo Sanchez, 6-0 curve.
The catcher, number 22, Henry Davis.
Second single of the game for Sanchez. He's now, as it stands, 2-for-4 on the evening. And still just one out as Henry Davis steps up. Davis has yet to be retired tonight. Two singles, a run scored, and a walk. Right on right against Gillespie. First pitch. Fastball outside starts him out at 1-0. And you feel for Connor Gillespie to a certain extent, who generated a ground ball that could have been turned, or at least could have gotten one out to get him a second out in this inning with nobody across, but did give up the hard contact to Peguero. That's a softly hit line drive, though, that if an infield's back, probably makes a play on. So at times, needing to be aggressive and cut down the runner has worked against him here, as the next pitch to Davis is outside again for two balls and no strikes. Davis continues to be on a tear at the plate. Needs the Eastern League in OPS slugging as it stands. 2-0. It's well inside. Now three balls and no strikes. Also leads an on-base percentage. He's third in average and still quite off the pace of Cesar Prieto. Ernie has 3 home runs this season against the Bay Sox. They've all come in his last 2 games against Bowie. He's hit everybody well. 3 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And he watches a called strike at the knees. Thought for a second it was ball 4, but he'll stay in the box 3-1. Must be the right-hander, twitches his front foot, comes set at the belt. Now the 3-1. Floats up, ball 4. Couldn't bring the breaking ball back down. His second walk. Sanchez the second, and there's 2 on with 1 out.
The center fielder, number 35, Matt Borski.
And we talked about the length that Connor Gillespie could give. Hasn't been hit super-duper hard in this inning, but as the pitch count continues to rise, you see bodies start to stretch their arms back and forth in the Bay Sox bullpen. No sweatshirts off yet as Matt Gorski steps up to the box. Right-handed hitter is 1-for-2 today. Single and an RBI sack fly, first pitch. Pops it foul into the seats right side and out of play. Nothing in one here to Gorski. ...37 pitches as it currently stands here for Connor Gillespie. Had a 19-pitch first inning of relief in the fifth. 0-1. is hammered. Left field, Cook back. It's over his head, and it one-hops off the base of the wall. That'll bring home one run, as jogging home is Sanchez. Davis is trying to catch him, but he'll get the stop sign at third base as Cook gets it in quickly. But it is in double, RBI double for Matt Gorski, and Altoona adds on another. It's 7-0 curve. Fourth double of the season for Gorski, 15th RBI. Davis to third on the play, still two in scoring position, still just one out. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Still nobody up in that Bay Sox bullpen as it stands right now. Gonzalez 0-for-1 with a walk and a sack fly. Right-handed bat against the right-handed arm of Gillespie. Still two in scoring position here for Altoona. And the first pitch is a called strike. Fastball floated over the inside third. Starts him out at nothing and one. Four in the frame here for Altoona. They led 3-0 coming in. Now they've got a 7-run cushion. Gonzalez looking out on as he bounces one off the mitt of Gillespie. It goes back to Romero behind the bag. He'll throw to first for one out. 4-3 retires Gonzalez, but with the infield back, Davis leaving on contact scores. RBI ground out for Gonzalez. Second RBI of the night, 8-0 Altoona as Gorski heads on to third. Tenth RBI for Gonzalez. I should say 11th after his second of the night. It's now Drew Maggi bats. It's 1-for-3 with a double tonight already and a run batted in. Gillespie trying to get the end man. First pitch. Popped into the seats. First base side. Nothing in one to Maggi. He'll be the 9th curve player to bat in the frame. There's a reliever up now starting to mimic his motions on top of the mound for the Bay Sox. It's Connor Loprich. A lot of damage already done in this inning from Altoona. They've plated 5 in the frame. They lead 8-0. Gillespie at the belt. Here's the 0-1. Maggi lifts the bat off his shoulder, but is able to hold up. All speed away, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Maggi 4-for-17 this season with runners in scoring position. 1-1. Hits it on the ground. Foul left side. High chopper. That'll bounce off the tarp. Back in play on the left side. Cesar Prieto will go to fish it into the crowd. Counts 1-2 here to Maggi. Deep breath from Gillespie before the 1-2. He's just one pitch away from getting out of the frame. Deep breath in the 1-2 pitch. Is off the bat, butt of the bat, foul. Was a well inside offering. Maggi brought his hands in close to his jersey and just got a piece of it with the knob of the bat. Gillespie will take it as the count stays 1-2. Here's the next pitch from the right-hander. It's just outside, off speed. Now it's 2-2. You've got to remember the tall task that waits on the other end of this hill for the Bay Sox and Sean Sullivan on the other end. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up, gets Bowie out of the inning, but Altoona sends all 9 men to the plate. They played 5. The curve lead 8-0, end in the bottom half of the 6. We'll step aside on Capitol Gold, WNAB.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Steep mountain for the Bay Sox to climb. Altoona plays 5 in the top half of the 6th, and the Bay Sox trail 8-0. As they're set to face right-hander Sean Sullivan, who continues to deal on the mound for the curve. 8-9-1 scheduled to hit for Bowie, starts with Billy Cook. Righty on right to start off the frame. And the first pitch misses outside for a ball here to Billy Cook. Cook walked his last time up, or I should say his only plate appearance of the day in the 3rd inning. As the next pitch, he shies away from an inside offering, and the count's 2-0. And ever since Cook has walked, it's been 8 straight retired by Sean Sullivan. 2-0 pitch. Cook takes a called strike. Counts 2-1 as slider just breaks over the lower part of the zone. Connor Loprich was up getting set in the Bay Sox bullpen. He's since sat down. 2-1. And Cook takes inside. Counts now 3 balls and a strike. He's had a very disciplined eye so far against Sean Sullivan, who has struck out 5 and generated 8 fly ball outs, just 1 ground ball out. 3-1. And it's outside for ball 4. Well, Billy Cook's been looking for a few more walks since got 11 now on the season. 2-walk game for him. As it's an 8-0-10, and the plate discipline going up for him as he walks to lead off the 6th. He's reached base twice tonight. Only 3 Bay Sox have reached base total on Sullivan. Here's Nolberth Romero. 0-for-1, he popped out into foul ground his last time up. First pitch. Called strike in her 3rd. Off speed breaks just above the knees, and the count's 0-1 to Romero. 5-for-41 so far in a Bay Sox uniform. Left leg out behind the right in the righty box. Bends at the knees as he watches off speed dart away from him. And even the count at a ball and a strike. Next pitch to him, laced foul. A little late on the swing on the outer 3rd fastball. Hit it off the top of the netting and into a crowded area of seats as the count's now 1-2. Nobody really up for the curve either, because Sullivan really doesn't need it very much. He's just about to throw his 60th pitch of the night here coming up as Romero takes called strike 3. Fastball just above the knees, froze him. 6th strikeout for Sullivan. He continues to cruise, and there's 1 down.
The shortstop, number 5, Cesar Prieto.
And that fastball he's ran in the upper portions of the strike zone in company with that slider has generated a lot of weak contact, but we'll see if Bowie can figure it out here 3rd time through. Certainly been one of the tougher arms to figure out in the Eastern League this season. Cesar Prieto, a couple of fly ball outs. He's 0-for-2. First pitch. This is inside. Counts 1-0. Prieto's only been hitless in 5 games this season. Hits an 11 of his last 12. The 1-0 to him. Again, low and inside. Nearly mirrored the same pitch on back-to-back changeups, and now Davis will come out, talk to his right-handers. It counts 2-0 here to Prieto. But a more consistent development for Prieto, in addition to all the hard contact he's already making, all the hits he's gathering, and the batting average going up, is also the recent development of finding that power stroke as well, as he hit for a lot of power coming up to Double-A last season in his debut pro season, but the batting average maybe wasn't where it was heralded from the consistent contact he made down in Cuba. But right now, with his double last night in the ninth inning to eventually score the winning run for Bowie, he has 7 extra base hits in his last 8 games. You can put that combination of power and contact together. He has become a very complete player when you talk about his defensive versatility across the infield. 2-0 down out of the mound visit, and the count's now 3-0 here to Prieto. Kobe Mayo waits on deck. One out base runner in Billy Cook. Bowie trails 8-0 here in the bottom half of the sixth. 3-0 from Sullivan on the way. Prieto takes a called strike, outer third. Fastball caught the zone, and the count's now 3-1. Next pitch from Sullivan. It's hit on the ground, right side, diving stop from Gonzalez. Reached towards the line, made the snare, and just tapped the bag to retire Prieto. Didn't have time to get up and throw out the speedy Cook, who advances to second. They are just not falling Bowie's way today. It was hard hit from Prieto on a bounce, but Gonzalez already holding on the runner, had the positioning, and just took one dive to his left and snared it. 3 unassisted to retire Prieto for the third time tonight. Cook up to second with 2 outs as Kobe Mayo digs in. Mayo, a pair of fly ball outs, 0-2. Pitch from Sullivan, called strike. Nothing on one here to Mayo. One for 5 so far in the series for Mayo. He got a clip of 250 with runners in scoring position. 0-1, called strike again, 0-2. That tailing fastball has just been tough to figure out for the Bay Sox tonight. Sullivan already doesn't pitch into the sixth inning very often, but he's looking for his deepest outing of the season. 0-2. Mayo takes just off the plate, counts 1-2. Sullivan tried to go back to the well with the fastball, but Mayo was able to just lay off. Did throw 6 frames against Akron in his last start. He's hoping to complete that here. 1-2. It's fouled back to the screen. Mayo stays alive. And Sullivan, again, is somebody that's not going to jump out at you with the velocity. The fastball is only in the low 90s at best. It'll top out around 91, but it's just the movement and the location. It's been precise throughout this season. 14 1/3 scoreless to kick off his campaign, and he's gotten right back into a groove here. Approaching 10 scoreless frames against the Bay Sox. 1-2. It's low. Counts 2-2 here. Tried to go to the slider that time. Davis smothered, kept the runner at bay. It's 2-2 here to Kobe Mayo. Still just 23 years old, the right-hander. As he stares in, gets the sign, now the 2-2. Mayo takes again. This time it spikes in on Davis, who tried to pick on the backhand. Gets away from him to the backstop. Wild pitch, and Cook's 90 feet away from Bowie's first run of the evening. Bay Sox have only been shut out one time this season. It's a little early to be talking about that in the sixth inning. It did come Sunday against Harrisburg. They're hoping to break through here against Sullivan. Payoff on the way here to Mayo, and it's high for 4. Kobe Mayo continues his plate discipline. On base, just under 450 in his last 3 weeks. It's a third walk for Sullivan. 2 base runners now. They're on the corners with 2 outs for Heston Kerstad. And a mound visit here for Sullivan. The bullpen catcher's up for Altoona. There's nobody throwing yet. You have to assume not too much urgency in a game like this, especially with how he's been pitching. Let's take a look at the scores around the rest of the Eastern League here when we get concluded with this mound visit. New Hampshire and Binghamton in the top of the fifth. Fisher Cats lead the Rumble Ponies by a score of 3-1. Richmond, 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth, has them up 9-3 on Akron. Tight one in Hartford. Yard Goats got 3 in the bottom of the first, and in the bottom of the fourth, they lead Portland 3-2. And then the other scores earlier from today already final. Erie took down Harrisburg 4-2, and Reading 9-1 winners on the road against Somerset. Mound visits concluded. Here's Heston Kerstad, 0-for-2 today. Into the lefty box, first pitch to him. Swing and a foul tip off of Davis. He already got clipped by a foul ball in the box earlier tonight. He's shaking that one off. Home plate umpire is going to give him some time and walk out a fresh pearl to Sean Sullivan. It is 0-1 to Kerstad as Ethan Gorzak puts his mask back on behind home plate. Davis looks good to go. Team high 17 RBIs this season for Kerstad. 0-1. He pops it foul left side, nothing in two. Fastball got on him quickly towards the inner third. Kerstad continues to slowly improve his numbers with runners in scoring position. Really started slowly in that category, but those five hits, batting at 208, four of them are doubles. Next pitch to him is laced into left field for a base hit. He'll get to it quickly as Mayo tries to go first to third. Kerstad's caught up between first and second base, and now he's hung up. Pagero, the second baseman, was fielding. Kerstad took too wide of a turn. He's running between first and second. Mayo comes home to score. The run will count as Gonzalez tags out Kerstad. So the rundown does get Bowie a second run, but Kerstad is a little too far out there past first base. So two-run score on the play. Bowie is on the board. It's 8-2, but the sixth inning will come to a close with a tag out. Matt Sabatis will take over when we come back here on Capitol Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox on the board, but they still trail by six as Connor Gillespie is back to work. First pitch into Fabricio Macias. Misses just a bit down and a little more so away. It's 1-0 to start. It's a lengthy play and a lengthy ruling for that Heston Kerstad single that eventually led to just one RBI for the outfielder as the 1-0 pitch to Macias from Gillespie is an off-speed, misses high, runs the count to two balls and no strikes. But one run came in, but then the other run was able to score thanks to a rundown that Kerstad himself had ran into, took a big round of first base that went much too far as the 2-0 pitch is called a strike and a slider upper outside corner. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Macias, an 0-for-2 day, walked and stole second base in the fourth, didn't get past second base. He struck out swinging in the first, flew out his last time up to right field. As the 2-1 offering is knuckled foul out of play right side, count goes even at two balls and two strikes. After Macias, it'll be Andres Alvarez and Matt Frazier. Every Altoona batter has reached safely at least once today. Matt Frazier is the only one to not do it with a hit or a walk. He got on base with a fielder's choice. 2-2. Breaking ball, laced up the right field line. Rhodes running. It's over his head, and it's off the base of the wall. Rhodes thought it was going to get out, and he didn't get close enough to the wall. As fortunately, Macias is just going to take two and be happy with that especially considering the six-run lead. Didn't want to stretch it into a triple, but Macias has his first hit of the day and first against Bowie this season. That's his second double. A leadoff factor puts a runner in scoring position here to open up the inning. But an 8-2 Altoona lead, the Bay Sox have a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to do it, to try and win consecutive games for only the second time this season. As Andres Alvarez digs in, single to left field and a run scored back in the sixth inning, part of a five-run frame for the curve. First pitch to him here, though, is popped up into shallow center. Romero running out on it, called off by Zach Watson, who runs down and makes the catch a little bit toward the waist. And there's one gone. You know, that Harrisburg series was so, you know, it was fine. There weren't any big blowout games that led to us, you know, just going down the rabbit holes, Andres. And that's what we got to do today, go down the rabbit hole. As Altoona gets a right-hander warming up in their bullpen, seems to be the day is done for Sean Smith on what's a quality start for him. Back-to-back quality starts of six innings, two runs. Here's Matt Frazier. First pitch into the lefty is lifted foul up the third baseline out of play. It's nothing and one. You were telling me you saw that Mario movie. Did we ever talk about the new Marvel movie? Because if memory serves, you've watched a handful of them. I've not talked about it too much, I think, this season, but oh boy, those are one of the main pictures I make a trip to the movie theater for. So have you seen that one?
I haven't seen the new Guardians of the Galaxy yet.
Oh, one pitch. Fouled back to the netting. Count goes to nothing and two. Is it on the agenda, or is it just not something that's too critically important at the moment?
Eventually, I'm going to get there. It's not super pivotal, but once I have some free time.
Just got to wait till it gets to streaming as well.
Right.
or some of those other sites that don't cost any money. I'm aware. As Frazier steps back in on an 0-for-3 day, does have a run scored. 0-2 from Gillespie. Just misses under the knees, barely. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But, oh boy, was it a tearjerker in some ways. They knew what they were doing when it came to closing up a trilogy in that regard. And my goodness, did they play their cards right. Here's the 1-2. He reaches for it and pokes it out toward left field. Cook ranging some short steps to the foul line. He makes the catch on the warning track. And quickly two away.
The second baseman, number 10, Leover Peguero.
Here's Peguero as you go back to the top of the lineup. What's next coming out? I'll tell you what I want to see. And this isn't a Marvel movie. As the first pitch is up and in, Peguero with a delayed peel back on that one. I'm pretty sure it was already in the catcher's glove when he started to fly out of the box. Wanted to start that new Christopher Nolan movie, Oppenheimer, about the first test of the atomic bomb. I'm not necessarily interested in the history behind it as much as I am about Christopher Nolan. Everything he does has been so good. Next pitch is called a strike. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Runner at second, two away. The 1-1 is bounced up the middle, past the glove of Gillespie, off of the glove of Romero. He's able to recover, but he throws it away. Romero has not been having a good day in the field. His second error, as it goes into the dugout, a run will score, and it allows Peguero to move to second base. No RBI for Peguero, but an E4 for the second Romero error today. He's got four in 10 games at the position. And it extends the inning with Lolo Sanchez to bat. It's an unearned run, of course, as that would have ended the frame. But it still makes it a tougher day for Connor Gillespie, as he's allowed two unearned runs and six total. First pitch in. And it's blasted in the air out toward left field, carrying a bit deep back on Cook. Onto the warning track, he stops and makes the catch. The inning is over. One pitch after the error allowed a run to score. And it's time to finally stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 9-2 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNEV.
Bottom of the seventh here in Bowie, a quality start for Sean Sullivan to wrap up a potentially winning effort. Bowie trailing by seven, so it looks more than likely for Altoona's right-hander. Six innings for Sullivan, second consecutive outing in which he fired six innings with three or fewer runs. Quality start, saw him allow just two hits and two runs. Struck out six, did walk three, and those walks did hurt him. Two of the three came home to score. He didn't allow a home run. As Cameron Junker takes over on the mound for Altoona, first pitch nearly takes John Rhodes' head off. He leans out of the way of it, and his helmet goes back to the ground out of response to that. It's 1-0 to start. It'll be Rhodes, Mark Colesvary, and Zach Watson a bat for Bowie here in the bottom of the seventh. So Junker, 6'5", 220-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Cincinnati, 10th-round selection by the Pirates in 2019. He went to Notre Dame. Fires the 1-0 to Rhodes, and it's a slider, misses down and away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. 0-for-2 day for Rhodes. Fly out to center field, strikeout swinging in the fourth. Junker on the season, 11 appearances, a 1-1 record, a 2.19 ERA. 12 1/3 innings, 11 strikeouts, 7 walks. 2-0. It is flown foul out of play right side. It's two balls and one strike. Next offering lifted foul out of play again, and the count goes to 2-2. Junker delivers, and it's down and away. Run the count full here early on Rhodes, who's 1-for-5 on full counts this season. One strikeout, one walk. Lights on here at Prince George's Stadium, but there's still a decent amount of twilight left. With the setting sun before it gets to dark blue in the skies above, it's more so of a gray as they darken. 3-2 pitch to Rhodes is swung on and missed high for strike three.
The catcher, number 10, Mark Colesvary.
Here's Mark Colesvary. First pitch, and he grounds it off the mound, up the middle into center field for a base hit. Colesvary has hits in back-to-back games. 4 of the 5 played for Bowie so far. Now here's Zach Watson.
Number 18, Zach Watson.
I know something we can do, Andre, as Bowie trails 9-2. We were talking a bit yesterday as the first pitch to Watson is grounded to the left side. Might be a double play. Picked at third by Maggi. He's only going to go to first. Does get Watson with Colesvary moving into second base.
The designated hitter, number 26.
5-3 put out here, C.T. Bowens. We were talking when Tyler Burch came to the mound about that card game that he was playing. Let's learn more about it, why don't we?
Okay.
Little bit of learning on Hearthstone. I had a close friend reach out and tell me that she's played it before. She was listening to the broadcast, said she won an online tournament in college or something like that. I still no clue. First pitch to T.T. Bowens is popped foul into the warning track and out of play. Davis and Gonzalez both went after it, but it gets gone, and it's nothing in one to start. Bowens 1-for-3. All right, I'm literally just going to start reading the Wikipedia and walking through some of my impressions of this. So Hearthstone is a free-to-play online digital collectible card game. Ooh. Digital collector.
Are we in NFT?
Yeah, I was going to say, so are these the precursors to NFTs? Because this thing has been around since 2014, it says. So we've got the precursor to NFTs here. Collectible digital cards. 0-1 pitch, and Bowen smacks a line drive on a bounce to second. Great sliding grab on a knee by Pagero, and he throws to first in time. So we got the bare bones of Hearthstone out before T.T. Bowen said he was tired. On to the eighth. Rui trails by 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Fans, don't forget about the Bay Sox Big Hitters bobblehead collection coming up to Prince George's Stadium over the next few days. The first one is Sunday, June 4th. Gunnar Henderson for 750 fans ages 13 and up will receive one of the free bobbleheads. It's also a kids' autograph day for fans 13 and under. So everyone's pretty much going to get something when they make their way out to the ballpark on Sunday, June 4th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. We move into the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. It's been a tough day for the Bay Sox, unfortunately, as they trail 9-2. Only three hits for Bowie this evening. As they bring out a new pitcher, the Bay Sox, Connor Loprich takes over. From one Connor to the other, Gillespie finished with three innings, gave up six hits and six runs. Four were earned. He struck out two and walked two. As Connor Loprich takes over, Gillespie, C-O-N-N-O-R, Loprich, C-O-N-N-E-R. I've only mixed that up a couple of times this season. You got to type a recap here and there, you know. So be mindful of that, Andre, as you type your recap today. First pitch to Henry Davis is called a strike. Top half of the zone, it's nothing and one. Loprich has been a very dependable arm for the Bay Sox out of the bullpen here in 2023. Come in very high leverage situations, too, and survived. 0-1. This is inside just a tad. Davis. A couple of these Altoona batters have been flying out of the box as if the pitch is about to take out their kneecap. And in the end, it's barely inside. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Loprich, 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, traded over from Pittsburgh in 2020. Fires the 1-1, and it's called a strike. Slider on the outside half, it's 1-2. Curve had Brad Case warming in the bullpen. It would just be his second appearance this season. As the 1-2 pitch is a slider just missed down and away. Runs the count even at 2-2. Connor Loprich this season, 7 appearances, 0-1. But an ERA of 0. Only run he has allowed was in extra innings. 11 strikeouts, 6 walks, of course, no homers. 2-2 pitch. And Davis pops up. Shallow center, backing up second base. Romero, now a sidestep to his right, makes the catch only about 5 feet deep into the outfield. And that's been the great work of Connor Loprich lately. He is the first for Bowie to put down Henry Davis. Davis had started the day 2-for-2 with 2 singles, 2 walks. Here's Matt Gorski. 2-for-4, RBI double back in the 6th inning to left field. First pitch here. And he watches that slider for called strike. Boy, Loprich's slider really has some phenomenal two-plane movement that is throwing these batters off so far. And I think that's what Henry Davis was backing out of the box of initially when the pitch ended up barely too far inside. Next offering, swing and a miss, same slider. It's nothing in two. Loprich also said he's been working a cutter in more so this offseason and into this season. Tops out at around 90. Because it played well for him his last appearance in Harrisburg. That's the 0-2 pitch. It's down and away. Went with the curveball that time, and it's 1-2. Base is empty, 1 away here in the top of the 8th inning as Bowie trails by 7. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Now the slider outside. Loprich's first punch out. That's the 7th overall for Bay Sox pitching. And remember yesterday, Bowie just could not get the swing and miss stuff against this Altoona squad, which really no team in minor league baseball is doing a good job at that. Against Altoona specifically, Bowie only struck out 3 batters yesterday. That was a season low for their pitching staff in a single game. Here's Jacob Gonzalez, 0-for-2. Does have a sacrifice fly and a walk. He's driven in 2 runs. First pitch, and he crushes a ball up the third baseline, headed toward the foul pole, but it just pulls foul. Would have been deep enough even at PNG Field in Altoona, at 334 feet off of the bat, but just a little bit too much on that initial angle in on the bat, and it's nothing in 1 to start. Loprich gets a second chance. Let's see if he avoids feeding him something a bit inside. That change up there was definitely just a little bit too mid-range on the inside half. 0-1 pitch is on the outside and popped up. Foul ground on the first base side this time. Kerstad sprinting down, and he drops the ball. Had it perfectly in his glove, but it was too far up the webbing, and it just casually fell right out. That's going to be an error. Should be an E3, because that would have ended the inning. Third error of the game for the Bay Sox. So if anything extends here against Loprich, then it would be unearned. Now the 0-2 is lined out toward left. Late jump by Billy Cook. He has to sprint down, and it took away his chance at making a play. It bounces in front of him. Cook initially took a half step backwards, and that ruined the chance. So Gonzalez reaches, thanks in part to the E3. And now Drew Maggi will bat, with the game extended here in the top of the 8th. 9-2 curve. First pitch to Maggi, and he smokes on the line to right center field. Watson sprinting, and he dives late as it bounces by. Gets to the wall. This is going to score Gonzalez on an unearned run. Into second base goes Maggi on a double. RBI knock makes it 10-2. Again, an unearned run, though, for Loprich, so his ERA will remain unblemished, but doesn't change the unfortunate factor of it all. The Bay Sox trail by 8 once again. Here's Macias. Double to right field in the seventh. 1-for-3 overall. Sun mostly set here at Prince George's Stadium. Dark blue sky just dropping its shade further and further as the minutes pass. With the first pitch in from Loprich to Macias, called for strike. Change up on the outside half of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. This is inside, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Macias flew out to right field back in the sixth inning. He struck out swinging in the first. Loprich looks back, runner at second. The 1-1 pitch is too far inside. Runs the count to 2-1. Well, this game did not get off to the right foot, and it has stayed poor for the Bay Sox. First three batters for Altoona all reached safely against Cade Povich. Walk, 2 singles, loaded the bases, 2-1 pitch. Smoked up the middle, a base hit. Down in front of Watson, and a wave around from Aggie. Watson, gloves, throws into home, but just late. A little bit up the line, too, and that allows Maggi to score. RBI single for Macias, make it 11-2 Altoona.
The shortstop, number 2, Andres Alvarez.
That individual error by Heston Kerstad, his third in 10 games at first base this season, has extended the inning 3 additional batters now. Well, after each Bowie win recently, they've really only had one... Make it 2 close games, a couple, I shouldn't say 2, a couple of close games after their individual wins. But as I mentioned, Bowie most likely going to miss out on their chance at winning back-to-back games for only the second time this season once again. Andres Alvarez in on an 0-1 pitch here. He checks his swing. It's called a strike anyway on a curveball low. Nothing in 2 already. Alvarez 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. After the last Bowie win, they lost consecutive games to Harrisburg 3-2. 0-2 pitches swung on and missed outside. A slider for strike 3. Inning is over. An error forced 2 more runs to eventually come across. That wouldn't have scored otherwise. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Bowie trails by 9 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Moving on to the bottom of the 8th here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, the Bay Sox. They've got a lot of room to cover if they want to try and win back-to-back games for just the second time this season. They trail 11-2. With 8-9-1 set to bat for Bowie here in this half inning, it'll be Billy Cook to lead off with a new pitcher on the mound for Altoona. First pitch from Brad Case is a fastball too far inside. 1-0 to start on Billy Cook, who's drawn two walks today. It'll be Cook, Nolberth, Romero, and then Cesar Prieto to bat. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's fouled off of the catcher. Ooh, got in the thigh a little bit there on Henry Davis. Davis is taking a beating. He fouled a pitch off of his own ankle earlier today that sent him to the ground for some time. I don't think I'm outspoken in my constant sayings, but I know I say it a lot that I have the most respect for catchers because they are the most physically demanding position on a baseball diamond. The 1-1 pitch is outside. Two balls and one strike. And I know the growing trend in catching is the one-leg squat where you'll drop one leg down. Henry Davis is doing it right now. His left leg is on one knee as the next pitch misses inside 3-1. But even so, to have to be that mobile with your legs bent that much while wearing heavier equipment is devastating. And time called just as Case was getting going. Wait on the 3-1 pitch. Case, just one appearance so far this season. Talk about him more in a second. Cameron Junker fired just one inning, gave up one hit, one strikeout, no walks. Here's the 3-1. Breaking ball, bounced foul up the third baseline. I think it might have hit off Cook, too. And it does run the count full. Brad Case, 6'6", 235-pound, 26-year-old right-hander. 17th round draft selection in 2018 from Rollins College. Again, just his second appearance, two-thirds of an inning. As the 3-2 is foul off the catcher's mask this time and bounces away to the right side. So the count fills on Cook. Still looking for his first base hit on a full count this season as the payoff is slapped into the Bay Sox dugout softly. Foul ball keeps it full. Case came in Altoona's last series against Akron as the 3-2 was swung on and missed for strike three. Cook was chasing a slider down and away, and Case starts his day with the strikeouts. 8 punch-outs for Altoona pitching.
The second baseman, number 12, Noel Romero.
Yeah, Case gave up 2 earned in those two-thirds of an inning against Akron. 2 hits, strikeouts, 1 walk. He did start the year with high A Greensboro on a rehab outing. Should say he actually started the year with single-A Bradenton, then jumped up to Greensboro. Finished his time in Greensboro with 3 consecutive scoreless innings. First pitch to Nolberth Romero is too far inside for a ball. It's 1-0 to start. As the next misses down. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0, and it's smoked up the middle past an outstretched dive from Leover Peguero in the center field to base hit. Romero has hits in 3 of his last 4 for the Bay Sox. 1-for-3 day for him. And back to the top of the lineup for Cesar Prieto. First pitch to Prieto is lined to right field, a base hit. Back-to-back games with a hit for Prieto and 12 of his last 13. Cesar always big on a good first pitch attack, and he saw a prime opportunity there on a changeup just a little bit inside and pulled it in the right part of town. It's going to lead to a quick mound visit between Case and Henry Davis. So first and second, one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Kobe Mayo will bat as Bowie trails by nine. You want to restart that that little rundown of whatever game Easton Lucas and Tyler Bircher are big fans of, that Hearthstone affair?
Let's do it. Go for it.
So it's produced by Blizzard. They're a big video game manufacturer, if you're not aware, if you've ever heard. Next pitch, your first pitch to Mayo, misses inside. It's 1-0. 0 for 2 day for Mayo. Walked and scored the Bay Sox second run back in the sixth inning. It was originally subtitled Heroes of Warcraft, so it was a spinoff of Warcraft. I never even knew that. Warcraft, also, if you're not aware, was basically the main online game that everyone that lived in their basement played back when the internet was still young, and I think before people even had MySpace.
I feel like I heard of the other name before, Heroes of Warcraft.
Warcraft first came out in 1994. This is my favorite thing about Wikipedia sometimes. There's just so many different links on every page that you can start reading one article, and then like a half a sentence in, you're clicking into a next article and learning something new. Warcraft came out in 94. I didn't know that. Next pitch to Mayo is called a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-2 here. Warcraft has grossed a lifetime revenue of $11 billion. That's a lot. Think they can loan me $10? 1-2 pitch to Mayo is swung on a miss for strike three. Goes chasing on a curveball inside. Second strikeout for Case today.
The first baseman, number two, Heston Kerstad.
Heston Kerstad will bat here in the sixth inning, or after his RBI single in the sixth inning. We're in the eighth. I'm locked in on this Warcraft stuff. This Hearthstone. The game is a turn-based card game. Turn-based, Andre. Between two opponents using constructed decks of 30 cards. First pitch to Kerstad is swung on and missed high, a fastball. It's nothing and one. I'll tell you what I played. You're probably still too young to even... You probably missed this craze, but the Yu-Gi-Oh game. Ooh. Yu-Gi-Oh was my jam in elementary school, let me tell you. I had the deck, I had the cards, I bought the booster packs. As the 0-1 pitch is a high bouncer on a low breaking ball over to first. Scooped on the roll by Gonzalez, and he takes it to the bag himself. He'll keep going back to the dugout. We can talk about card games in a little bit, because we're on to the ninth. Bowie trails by nine on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
All right, I'm quizzing you again, Andre, because we've gone through this one before. What song was that?
Won't Back Down. Oh, Won't Back Down. Sorry, mic wasn't down.
Artist?
Oh, jeez.
Matt Frazier, the batter, number 9 batter for Altoona, as we move to the ninth inning. Andre will ponder for a moment as the first pitch from Connor Loprich. Missed? Are you kidding me?
That's
that is such a strike.
It's not middle-middle, but it's the whole thing's in the zone.
Oh, my goodness. That was such a meaty part of the upper outside corner. There wasn't even a sliver of that ball that missed the zone. It's 1-0, and the next pitch is swung on and missed outside. It's 1-1. Oh, my God. This game has gotten out of control. I guess not in a poor way, but just in a mid-May Wednesday kind of way, where it's just off the rails and you're just going along for the ride. 1-1, lifted into deep left, but Cook is quick to get to it. He makes the catch, and there's one away. Top of the ninth, this buoy trails by 9. Do you have an answer yet?
Stop, Patty.
There he goes. You had to look it up, didn't you?
No. I have the game article right here.
He's working on the post game. All right. Now back to the top of the lineup for Leover Peguero. This top half of the order for Altoona has been pretty instrumental in their offense today. As the first pitch nearly takes his shoulder out. No, Peguero was right to get out of the way of that one. He did make an earlier duck out against Connor Gillespie that I was giving him sass for, but that one was much more justified. It's 1-0 to start. Yeah, these top three in the Altoona lineup have scored a combined 6 runs, 2 each. Peguero has a 2 RBI double and a walk as he drills one up the first baseline here, but it's going to slice out of play toward the corner. Touches down to the berm in front of the lighthouse, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Yeah, a lot of these bumpers, I'll be honest, parentally inspired. Dad's a big fan of Tom Petty. That's where I got a lot of my Tom Petty music from. Plus, to be honest with you, Tom Petty just has that more American baseball kind of feel to him. That's the 1-1 pitch. That slider misses too far inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Gainesville's finest. Here's the 2-1, and it's bounced foul for third base side, and the count goes even at 2.
So you said last inning you were big on the Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, yeah. Because I play a lot of my video games, too. I've still got the handheld Game Boy Advance from years and years ago. It's followed me across all of my stops in minor league baseball as the 2-2 is punched to the right side. Long run, great slide, but Romero didn't get it on his glove. It bounced off of his wrist, and that's going to be a base hit for Leover Peguero. Second hit of the day for the right-hander. And with one out, there's one on for Lolo Sanchez. Yeah, I've still got games, the cartridge-based Yu-Gi-Oh! Games for the Game Boy Advance that I think I played them as recently as 2019? Maybe 2017. A little bit of a ways back. This first pitch to Sanchez is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one. 11-2 Bowie Trails here in the top of the ninth inning. I played it then for nostalgia purposes, when I played it most recently, as the 0-1 Sanchez has swung on and missed. He's 2-for-5 today. It's nothing in 2. But yeah, I played the card games, traded with friends, never did like a tournament or anything like that. I was too shy for those kinds of things. There's the 0-2 from Lopridge. He's swung on and missed for strike 3. Regardless of what's been going on, Lopridge has really shown some excellent work of his curveball and his slider. And it almost leaves me mildly upset because once the picture starts to become clearer for Baltimore and positions start to really be ironed out, Lopridge could very easily jump up to AAA and be gone from Bowie. As the first pitch to Henry Davis is skied high foul. First base side. Kerstad redeems himself and makes the catch on the warning track before bracing up against the wall. One out single left stranded at first. And the Bay Sox go to the bottom of the ninth, needing 9. They trail 11-2 on Capital Gold WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, once again, thank you, as always, for stopping by Prince George's Stadium for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball this evening. Wish we had a cleaner game to tell you about, but can't win them all. As the Bay Sox trail 11-2 here into the bottom of the ninth inning, they've got to get going. They're going to have to bring at least every man to the plate. A handful more than once, as John Rhodes will be the first of the line. Number four batter will be followed by Mark Colesberry and Zach Watson. Brad Case continues in the mound for Altoona, fired a scoreless inning around two hits with two strikeouts in the eighth. After Rhodes, already mentioned Colesberry and Watson, T.T. Bowens would bat if any of those three reach. Rhodes 0 for 3, two strikeouts, and a fly out to center, first pitch. And he watches off speed, missed just a bit high, I suppose. That was another pitch. That was so similar to Connor Loperch's strike called ball in the last F inning. I'm not sure what's happening with some of these Bay Sox, with some of these batters in general, or some of these pitches. Next pitch misses down it, and a more routine ball, and it's two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, that pitch was an off-speed that started high, so sometimes you don't get the benefit of the doubt on those, but both of those pitches were totally in the strike zone. That was surprising.
Here's the 2-0. This is inside, and it's three balls and no strikes on Rhodes to get it started from Case. Up and in. That one a little closer to the edge of the zone, a more reasonable called ball, but definitely what could have been a 3-1 count if that first pitch had been called properly.
The catcher, number 10, Mark Colesberry.
So Mark Colesberry steps in with runner at first, none out here in the bottom of the ninth. 11-2 ball game. Colesberry has a base hit earlier today, 1 for 3 overall in the first pitch. He thought about it, slider down and away, but no appeal. He pulled back in time. It's 1-0 to start. Bay Sox and Curve will get it going back again tomorrow as Bowie will try and retake a series lead as the 1-0 pitch is called a strike. 1-1. It was at least good for Bowie to pick up a series opening win, something that they've only done once this season. That was opening day. Still, the only series win for the Bay Sox was taking 2 of 3 from Hartford up at Dunkin' Donuts Park to open the year. 1-1 pitch to Colesberry is fouled off, and it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. But Bowie will have the chance to retake the series edge when Peter Van Loon gets the ball. Aaron Shortridge will go for Altoona. 6:35 first pitch on Thursday means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame of 6:15. 1-2 pitch, down and away, kept in front by Colesberry. Here's a 2-2, called strike three. Colesberry watched a curveball make its way into the inside half of the plate. Definitely a lot of late movement on that one made it possible, and that's the third strikeout for Brad Case today. 10th overall for Altoona pitching, and now here's Zach Watson. They're not holding on John Rhodes, but they do have the second baseman close enough to the bag that if Watson did hit it on the pull side, could be a game-ending double play. First pitch Watson smokes it the other way instead. Foul. Started out in nothing and one. 0 for 3 day for Watson with two strikeouts. He grounded out to third base back in the seventh. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball. Just misses away. One ball and one strike. I said it, and I've said it again and again, and I'm going to keep saying it. It's very refreshing and encouraging to see Zach Watson's plate discipline, especially in moments like this. Come up in the ninth. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. He's not going after pitches that are outside of the zone right now. He has come up short in all three of his plate appearances today, but it's been just because of bat placement on pitches that he should be swinging at, I feel. I could be wrong on that. I'm not a coach here. I'm not an expert. But at least that's my take. And it obviously tracks because his strikeout rate has dropped so much this season.
Well, he's done a really good job at the low pitch, and he's gotten better at the breaking ball. Started with the fastball, gets the off-speed now too low in the zone, and sets off it.
2-2. And he swings and misses on an off-speed low for strike three. You're not going to get all of the dents out in a short span, but still, Watson has been much, much improved, and I'm all for it. Fourth strikeout for Case, 11th for Altoona pitching, and the Bay Sox down to their final out with T.T. Bowens in to bat. They trail by 9 here in the bottom of the ninth in the first pitch. Bowens watches curveball miss inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Now, the Bay Sox were the third-to-last team in minor league baseball to reach 10 wins. As the next offering is bounced up the middle and past second base in for a base hit. Two-hit day for T.T. Bowens as John Rhodes scampers into second base.
The left fielder, number 14, Billy Cook.
Glad to see Bowens not being held back by the scoreboard in this one. Now here's Billy Cook on an 0-for-1 day, two walks and a strikeout. First pitch. And Cook, a high bouncer to the left side, could end the game. Holding back and gloving Alvarez goes the short way to second, and it's in time. Bowens forced out 6-4, and that's the ball game. The Bay Sox had a chance to maybe pick up their first set of consecutive wins since the opening weekend, but an early deficit dashed those hopes. Your final today, Bowie 2, Altoona 11. We'll take a break. When we get back, Andre has Bay Sox postgame. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium for Bay Sox postgame. Bowie unable to pick up consecutive wins tonight and a 2-0 start to the series. They fall to the Altoona curve, 11-2. Andre Miguero here with you on Bay Sox Post Game. We'll get you set to wrap up this one and preview tomorrow's contest, as well as a look around the rest of the Eastern League in the Orioles system. But it was a slow start for Bowie, and Altoona had really jumped out to an early lead, 3 runs in the top of the first against starter Cade Povich, and from there the curve really never looked back. 3 straight base runners reached to start off the contest, and it loaded the bases, and that set the stage for Matt Gorski to deliver the first of 2 straight sacrifice flies in that frame. Gorski launched one, and then Gonzalez as well, that plated the first 2 runs of the game for the curve. And then an RBI double from Drew Maggi really got it started for the curve in this one.
As Maggi picks up his second double of the season, his 5th RBI, 3-0.
And so from there, Altoona was able to take a 3-0 lead on starter Cade Povich, who, to his credit, settled into his start and pitched well throughout the rest of his 4 frames. Povich threw 71 pitches, 42 of them strikes, and after allowing those doubles and those couple of hits, only allowed 1 other hit the rest of the way. But the pitch count again got up there. He was stretched, and he was not able to go into the 5th inning. Offensively for Bowie, it was really tough to get going. They really stalled against right-handed starter Sean Sullivan, who pitched a whale of a game for Altoona, particularly through those first 5 innings. Did not allow a run, really only faced 1 over the minimum, and allowed 2 base runners, a T.T. Bowen single and a Billy Cook walk. That was it for Sullivan, who threw 51 pitches through the first 5 frames and got a lot of weak fly ball contact. And then came the crooked number for Altoona in those later stages. The 6th inning is really what did it in for the Bay Sox. The curve sent 9 men to the plate, and they were able to plate 5 runs in that frame on Connor Gillespie. Was not all Gillespie's fault. Had an opportunity to get out of it after a good 5th inning of relief for Cade Povich, but it was one of 3 Bay Sox errors on the night. A potential double play on a throwing error from Nolberth Romero that allowed the second runner in the frame to reach and set the stage for what would open the floodgates for Altoona there in that 6th inning. Figueroa 4 for 28 this season with runners in scoring position. He's got 11 RBIs on the season, but already, remember, 3 doubles in this series with his 3-for-4 performance yesterday. He's got 6 doubles in his last 4 games. The 1-0 is laced right back up the middle and down in the right center gap for a base hit. It's going to squeak in between Watson and Rhodes and go all the way to the wall. Both runners to score. Peguero, wide turnaround second. He'll stay put there. 2-run double, Lee over Peguero. Error comes back to haunt Bowie, and Altoona adds on. It's his 4th double of the series. RBI's number 12 and 13, and the curve take a 5-0 lead. That 2-run double for Peguero just got the scoring started, because it started a stretch of 3 RBI hits and 4 batters for Altoona. Lolo Sanchez would get the next one to add on to the lead. Outs on the left side for Sanchez here. Kobe Mayo is playing even with the third base bag as he steps back. Sanchez also singled and scored back in the first. Next pitch, lightly tapped right side, base hit. Squeaks through past Romero, who was drawn in on the infield. Softly hit line drive, finds grass and right. Peguero scores. RBI single for Lolo Sanchez, 6-0 curve. The catcher, from there, Henry Davis would walk after reaching in his first 4 plate appearances, and then he would be plated as Matt Gorski came to the plate. Only had a couple hits against the Bay Sox all season coming into tonight, but Gorski a pair of hits, and this big one that really put the exclamation point on. Tammered, left field, Cook back, it's over his head, and it one-hops off the base of the wall. That'll bring home 1 run, as jogging home is Sanchez. Davis is trying to catch him, but he'll get the stop sign at third base as Cook gets it in quickly. But it isn't double. RBI double for Matt Gorski, and Altoona adds on another. It's 7-0 curve. So Davis would be at third. He would score on an RBI ground out for Jacob Gonzalez. And that would add on the 5th run of the frame for Altoona, and they would eventually take an 8-0 lead in that inning. Bowie would get 2 back as Heston Kerstad came up with runners on the corners as it stood. He hit a single in the 7th inning with 2 outs, or in the 6th inning, rather, excuse me, and that plated 1 run in Billy Cook and brought Kobe Mayo to third. Kerstad, in an effort to potentially stretch it into a double, realized that he would be remiss and got himself into a rundown between first and second base. Cook would come home to score, as Kerstad stayed in the rundown long enough. He would only get 1 RBI for it, but ultimately was then tagged out. And that would end the day for Sean Sullivan, who had a stellar start for Altoona. 6 innings under his belt, he would get the win. And his first decision of the season, 2 earned runs on just 2 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. His ERA now 2.28 on the season. as Cade Povich gets the loss to drop to 3-3. From the rest of the way, it would just be more offense from Altoona against the Bay Sox bullpen and more Bowie miscues as a run would score on a throwing error from Romero in the seventh inning, and then there was a Kerstad dropped pop-up at first base, and then Altoona would capitalize on that as well in the eighth inning.
Get off to the right foot, and it has stayed poor for the Bay Sox. First three batters for Altoona all reached safely against Cade Povich. Walk, two singles, loaded the bases. 2-1 pitch, smoked up the middle, of base hit. Down in front of Watson, and a wave around for Maggi. Watson gloves, throws into home, but just late. A little bit up the line, too, and that allows Maggi to score. RBI single for Macias, make it 11-2 Altoona.
And from the rest of the way, the curve bullpen would have the answers to continue to silence Bay Sox offense. Our final lines in this one, Altoona 11 runs on 14 hits. They made no errors. Bowie 2 runs on 6 hits. They made 3 errors. Tough night at the ballpark for the Bay Sox as Sean Sullivan gets the win, moves to 1-0. Cade Povich the loss. He drops to 3-3. The contest took 2 hours 31 minutes to complete in front of 1,254, the announced attendance tonight at Prince George's Stadium. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame, and when we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, give you your updated standings, a look around the Orioles system, and then we'll get you set for tomorrow's game. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back here on Bay Sox postgame, Bowie falls 11-2 tonight to Altoona. We'll get you set with a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and then get you set with a preview of tomorrow's contest. We took a look at some scores around the Eastern League throughout the majority of the night, but a little check-in here as, once again, the final scores and some early action today. Reading took down Somerset 9-1 as the Fightins pick up win number 13 on the campaign. And more importantly, in that crowded Southwest Division, Erie winners again. They took 5-6 from Richmond last week. Taking the first two from Harrisburg on the road as they win 4-2 in their early start time. Right now, bottom of the sixth, and Hartford is pouring it on Portland. The Yard Goats, the bottom of the sixth is still going. They've scored 10 runs, and they lead 13-4. A couple of Sea Dogs errors not helping them in that frame as well. Richmond's looking to get back on track. They lead 11-4 over Akron as it currently stands right now. That game's in the bottom of the eighth. New Hampshire also leads over Binghamton 3-1 as it currently stands right now. Around the rest of the Orioles system, we'll take a look at some scores as well. Orioles took a 3-1 decision tonight against the Los Angeles Angels to take two of the first three. Kyle Bradish, 6 2/3 of just one run baseball with 5 strikeouts as well. Good performance from him. Also a 2-hit game with a triple for Gunnar Henderson. It's good for him as he struggled in the early portion of this season. Norfolk gets win number 30 of the season. The Tides are 20 games over 500, just 40 games into the season. 3-0 winners tonight as it stands there in that one against the Syracuse Mets. 3-for-4 day for Josh Lester with a double and a home run, 2 runs batted in. We'll take you to High A right now, where Aberdeen is up 12-3 over Winston-Salem. And after nearly hitting for the cycle last night, Jackson Holliday is on another tear. He has 5 hits tonight, 3 extra base hits. Let me give you his stat line so far in this series. He's 8-for-8 with 2 doubles, 3 triples, a home run, and 11 runs batted in. If he can find his way up to Bowie sometime this season, that will be a special thing to watch. Aberdeen is looking to move to 14-19 on the season as they lead 12-3 late in that one. Delmarva currently getting shut out in their game. They're losing 4-0 right now. Samuel Basayo 0-2 in the two-hole for them down in single A. But here at the double-A ranks, Bowie loses 11-2 tonight to the Altoona Curve. They dropped to 10-23 on the season. That's now 8 games away from first-place Erie. Remember when the Seawolves came into Bowie and were just a game or two ahead of the Bay Sox in fifth? Well, it's crazy how times can change. The Bay Sox will be hoping that they can get hot and turn on a winning streak of their own to get back in the thick of the race, and they have an opportunity to do so. Starting tomorrow, 6:35, scheduled start time, Peter Van Loon is going to get the ball for the Bay Sox. He has not been stretched out very much in any of his appearances, so we'll see how long he can go. Garrett Stallings was the original projected starter, but they go with Van Loon in the front end of the tandem. Aaron Shortridge, the right-hander, gets the ball for Altoona, 2-2 with a 3.98 ERA for him. We'll get you started with the DCAA Imaging Systems pregame at 6:15 before our 6:35 start time. But for now, we're signing off from Prince George's Stadium. Once again, our final. Altoona 11, Bowie 2. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magero signing off, and thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.